Wars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is August 15th, 2025, on this Friday live edition. Coming up at 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Alaska Time, Vladimir Putin and President Trump, the President of Russia and the U.S., will meet in Anchorage, Alaska. A little more than 3.5 years after the Ukraine war escalated into seriously bloody, dangerous proportions, over 1 million dead, conservatively. Here is footage of Vladimir Putin landing in Anchorage today. And I would expect that we are not going to see their joint press conference until later, and that will be during the War Room today with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. But we'll continue to give you updates and information as this unfolds. Now, economist Martin Armstrong is heavily dialed in with the Russians, heavily dialed in with the federal government here for decades and decades and decades, and heavily connected to the EU. He's not a BSer. And you notice he said about 3 weeks ago that in the next month, if a peace deal doesn't get made with the Russians, they are going to go in and take the major cities of Ukraine. Now, you notice about 5 weeks ago, Victor Boot, who, let me tell you, is right in the center of the Russian intelligence system, right there up at the top. He's a humble guy, but he is. He's right in on the strategy and the rest of it. He said, listen, Zelensky and NATO don't back off and make a deal. Here in the next few months, we've massed the troops on the eastern border of Ukraine. We're going to go in and surround Kharkiv and then Kiev, give people 2 weeks to get out, and then anybody that's not out, we're going to level the thing with heavy artillery. So people keep saying, oh, Trump said he'd end the war in a day. And he tried. He cut all the military funding and all the intelligence funding, and the Russians started just dominating the Ukrainians even more than they were. And Trump went, whoa, whoa, and he gave some of the intelligence and about a third of the weapons back as a negotiation ploy with Zelensky, but Zelensky and NATO still didn't give up. Then Trump said, fine, NATO, you fund it, but NATO wouldn't fund it. NATO talked about sending in 250,000 troops, the rest of it, and they're getting conscription ready. And Trump said, see, you hold no cards. He told Zelensky that a month later. You know, this is 5 months ago now in the White House. He said, you got to stop, got to make a deal. The Russians will just get a corridor in the east of Ukraine down to their port there on the Black Sea in Crimea. And then you'll have a big business deal, and you've got to hold elections, and that's how we're going to stop this. And Zelensky said, no, 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 no. And then escalated attacks in Russia to then get Russian attacks to escalate. In the last 48 hours, Ukraine's launched the biggest assaults yet inside Russia, including on civilian targets, shopping malls, you name it, with missiles and drones, to piss the Russians off to derail this. So NATO started this. That's not debatable. They want us to pay for it. And so Trump's putting on a big showpiece that his peace deal's good and reasonable to put pressure on NATO and the EU that are running this with our money, so that if they don't do the deal, the U.S. is going to pull out of it. That's official. So people saying Trump's toothless on this, and, you know, why is he even talking to the Russians and all the rest of it, don't understand the strategy. You got some people saying, why is Trump still in the war? He lied on that. Others saying he's not being strong enough. I'm going to come back and explain how Trump's policy on Russia has been very balanced. Stay with me. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of us. We can sell it to you for $78. stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor-sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at TheAlexNewsWare.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor-sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexNewsWare.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexNewsWare.com. So take action.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I see and hear a lot of people, the left, NATO, the EU, CNN, but also see right-wing populists out there, and I see all the different flavors of uninformed individuals that think they understand geopolitics, think they understand military strategy, think they understand different power blocks, think they understand the history of things. And it's very frustrating that most people do not have a grasp on what's happening in Ukraine and what it's really all about and why it's so important. You got a lot of people that said, well, Trump said he'd end this war right away, but he hasn't. And so he broke a promise. You've got other, that's mainly on the right or on the populist movement. You've got people on the left and others saying Trump's a wimp and he sold out to Putin. That's complete bull. NATO and the EU have said for years publicly that with their economics and with their demographics that are the worst in any industrialized sector, region, block, that they need a 20 to 30 year conventional war with Russia to control their domestic populations, create a police state, transfer the public's tax money where they want it to themselves, and finally break up Russia in five parts. That's the official policy of the EU and NATO. All right? And we've shown it all to you. It's on record. And they're gearing up with conscription for even women and this long, insane war that if you look at being, you know, 3.5 years in, Russia has absolutely won this war. So just from a pragmatic perspective, Trump is right saying it needs to be ended. But if NATO and the EU want to continue, if they don't accept this deal that'll be announced by Putin and Trump today, that was already agreed to over a week ago, as I told you, that Trump We'll give NATO and the EU and Zelensky their puppet. I'm predicting a month to agree to this deal. That if they come back halfway reasonable with a couple tweaks, then there'll be another meeting with Trump, Zelensky, and Putin. But I predict within 30 days, if NATO and the EU don't call off their puppet, that Trump will say, okay, we're cutting intelligence and all funding for weapons, and you guys have it out. That's what Trump said he would do in the campaign. It's what he's been saying ever since. It's what he said when he spanked Zelensky in the Oval Office 4 or 5 months ago. That's where this is. So I see the corporate media, Trump, you know, is just having a photo op. This doesn't mean anything because the EU and NATO haven't agreed, and Zelensky haven't. They pledged to fight on. They don't fund 85% of it like we do. They don't run all the satellites and the guidance systems for the missiles and smart munitions. They don't have the cards. The Russians have the cards because despite the U.S. pumping $350 billion in and the logistics and the intelligence and the telemetry and the guidance, Russia is out producing weapons 3-1, and they have won. If they wanted to take the whole country, they could have. But they didn't want to give NATO an excuse to come in. They want an economic deal with the U.S. to control it, elections, and a deal for no more expansion of NATO. That's beneficial. That's what Putin said before he invaded. And then Zelensky, NATO, and the EU come back with the same red lines. We want a UN NATO force in the country. We want to be able to join NATO. We want hundreds of billions of dollars in reparations. We want Russia to say they're the aggressor. All of that is 100% non-starters on purpose. And Trump and Steve Witkoff know that. And Trump knows that Putin, before the winter hits, so I predict they'll be given a month. I predict where we're going. It could change, but I predict NATO and the EU and Zelensky will not back down, even though they don't have the money or weapons or people. And they will not make the deal in the next 30 days after this summit. And then within a month of that, by early October, before it freezes, and you'd say, well, the Russians want to go in when it's frozen. Well, that works both ways. It's going to be rainy season during that fall period as well. So they're going to want stable weather. So they might decide to go in once it freezes. They might decide to go in before it freezes. Let's just say this. Between October and December, I mean, I can't nail the exact date like I could in October, 3 or 4 months before they invaded, saying by late February, they'll go in, because that leaves them about a month before the thaw fully happens. And I understood in the Russian doctrine that they were going to go in by the end of February, so it was easy to make that prediction. Plus, they were already massing troops, and plus, Putin already said what he was going to do. Somebody said, how the hell did you make that prediction? Well, I mean, I actually know the different facts that go into it. So the Russians haven't made a decision, obviously, so there's no way that I could know the exact date of it, but I'm telling you what the doctrine is and what's already been signaled and what Victor Boots said on the show 5 weeks ago and what our other sources are saying. And also my Pentagon sources, what they believe. And what Trump has said to him in the Oval Office, Zelensky, he said, listen, if you don't make this deal, Putin's going to come in and take the whole country. You don't hold cards, make the deal. So again, this is all hiding in plain view, but no one other than the Russians and myself and Trump seem to be geopolitically military informed to actually know what the different moving parts are of this. So this is not a photo op. This is not a meaningless meeting. This is Trump and Putin putting out a reasonable plan that Trump developed with Witkoff. The previous deals weren't good enough for the Russians. Now this one, they said over a week ago, they accept. I said, watch, you'll now get the Trump-Putin meeting soon, and we got it. So this will be Russia and Trump saying, we've agreed. And if NATO and the EU and Zelensky want to pretend like they were the ones really running this war, and they're the big kids coming over to the adult table now, then, okay, Russia and NATO and the EU will officially go into war with each other. But the United States is saying, we're not going to be a party to this anymore. We're not going to run this anymore. If Europe wants weapons, you can buy them. And that's leverage against the Russians. But the Russians know they don't have the money to buy what they need. So that is the reality. That is what's going on. Now, Trump put big pressure on Russia to finally make them take this deal by 100% tariffs on India, getting ready with China if they bought any Russian oil. So Trump has very strong real sanctions on Russia's partners. And you notice it's now moved the Russians over to the table to agree to give up a lot more of the eastern area of Ukraine and the buffer zone and areas that they've taken outside of their Black Sea port in Crimea. So we haven't gotten the specific maps, the specific deals. I would expect we will get some of that today from Putin and Trump, and then the surrogates will bring out the actual plans in the next week. It will then be displayed to the world. Trump and others will educate the world about how NATO can't win this and how it's insane. And then the United States will either decide to remove Zelensky, try to remove Zelensky. I'd say about a 90% chance they will. That means the generals, people around him, will turn on him and make the deal with Trump. And so, is Zelensky smart enough to understand that's about to happen? But in the interim of the next month, I expect the EU and NATO and Zelensky to be defiant and engage in propaganda and say, you can't speak for us. We're going to keep fighting on. We don't even need your help. We did this on our own. Like he already said to Trump in the Oval Office, and Trump said, no, you didn't. And then there's a large probability that if Trump's State Department and Pentagon and CIA follow his orders, that's the other variable, then Zelensky will be removed. I guarantee you, if the United States that runs all this actually tells the Kiev regime, get rid of Zelensky, and you'll be in charge for a while and get, you know, a bunch of money and then have elections and then, you know, move on and be part of the power structure there in the future with all the rare earth minerals, oil and gas and the trade route, 90% chance they will follow the common sense path and do that. The question is, will Kellogg and the rest of them and Pompeo with his shadow diplomacy that's totally illegal, like John Kerry had with Iran in Trump's first administration, will they sabotage it and not remove Zelensky? Will they get in the way of that? So there's a lot of variables here. But if Zelensky doesn't make the deal, Trump will then try to have him removed, which I'd say, unless Trump sabotaged, about a 90% chance. But because he is so sabotaged by double dealers and snakes, I'd say 60% chance going out about a month in the few weeks after that, because they're going to already have it ready. They will then remove Zelensky, and then the deal will be made, and then the Russians will abide by the deal and will pull back. Now, that's the best approximation you're going to get anywhere of what's really going on. And it's frightening that really almost no one else understands what's going on. I mean, what I told you is what's going on. And you got to add the other variable in there of NATO and Zelensky and the EU staging massive false flags to blame the Russians. It could be cyber attacks on Europe, cyber attacks on us, electricity going off in major areas, missiles fired into Poland, missiles fired into some other NATO country, Romania. Airports getting shot up, claiming it's Russians. I mean, you name it, we're in the zone right now. And that's just the standard thing when you're dealing with this. Kind of an Operation Gladio 2.0 squared. So, very dangerous time. A lot of angles to look at here. But we will know a lot more in the joint press conference with Trump and Putin today after they meet for several hours. And then they'll both obviously be talking to the press, and Trump's going to make the rounds on Fox News. And we'll get a lot better idea. But if you look at what the Atlantic Council and all the globalist mouthpieces are saying, they're saying, oh, now if Putin gets this deal, he's going to invade all of Europe. Total horse crap. Russia does not want Europe, plus Europe has nuclear weapons. It is NATO expanding massively. Let's put that last article back up on screen, please. Trump raises possibility of Zelensky joining him and Putin in Alaska. That was yesterday. Who knows if that'll happen? There could be some surprises. But if Zelensky is smart, he will understand the reality that the U.S. runs all this. The problem is he's got people like Kellogg behind the scenes that are double-dealing, according to my sources, that are there witnessing it. And so does Zelensky really believe Trump is in full control? And we know he wasn't in his first administration. The question, is he now? And I'd say a lot more control than he was, but no, not total control. Which is a very dangerous situation. So, what are Zelensky, Europe, demanding of Trump ahead of Putin's summit? I already mentioned it, all the red lines for Russia. We'll look over some of that in other news. European leaders tentatively hopeful after call with Trump ahead of Ukraine's summit. European leaders, again, are a barrel of snakes. NATO defense minister signals absolute distrust that Putin wants any peace deal ahead of Trump summit. This is the most dangerous moment of the war for Zelensky, London Telegraph. Yeah, you bet it is. Ukrainian defenses face a challenge as Russian troops make gains ahead of the Putin-Trump summit. How Putin, ex-KGB officer, will seek to sway Trump at Alaska summit. Let's go over a breakdown of what the different blocs say they want. At the negotiating table in Alaska, the upcoming wish list looks like this. Europe, EU, 27 plus the UK, immediate, verifiable ceasefire in Ukraine, followed by EU monitoring missions under OSCE and UN flag so they can resupply Ukraine with weapons, then pull back and attack again. Full Russia troop withdrawal to pre-24 February 2022 lines in the Donbass, pre-March 2014 lines in Crimea. Never going to happen. Acknowledge that any border changes require Ukrainian consent and eventual NATO-EU treaty ratification, which means joining NATO. Absolute total red line. Why he invaded knowing they were trying that. Rollback of Belarusian forward deployments. No Russian Iskandar, IMS, or Kaliningrad aimed at Poland Baltics. Though all over the NATO countries, they've got similar missiles, even better, on the Russian border. So you don't want potentially nuclear-tipped missiles aimed at Europe right up on the border that can sneak attack? Oh, okay, well, why don't you in here say you agree to pull your missiles back that Russia's been asking? You're the ones moving missiles up on Russia. They've just got missiles now on their border aimed at you. How do you like that? Hey, I just moved missiles up to the border and aimed them at you. What are you doing pointing them back at me, you evil Ruski? People go, oh, you're just a Russian puppet. No, I am a puppet of the truth. If the Russians were encircling us with missiles, I'd be the biggest Russophobe ever. I'd be foaming at the mouth. Use your head, people. War Crimes Tribunal. Yes. For the Russian atrocity. So you're the bad guys, and we're going to have our own puppet war crimes deal, and you agree to it. 350 to 400 billion in Russian sovereign assets still frozen to be transferred into a Ukraine reconstruction fund so the globalists can steal it. Any lifting of energy sanctions contingent on this transfer. So bend over, Russia. We're going to rape you with a cactus. Energy. Full reopening of Nord Stream 1 and 2 is non-negotiable unless Gazprom submits to EU competition law and pays reparations for weaponizing gas in 2022-23. So the globalists blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, and now the Russians need to pay reparations. Wow. 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 You want to hear more jokes? Here's what Ukraine wants, means NATO. EU. Immediate ceasefire, withdrawal of all Russian forces and PMCs from Ukraine territory, internationally recognized in 91. Give them Crimea, everything. Full restoration of Crimea and entire Donbass, including all the other cities so they can murder whoever's left that's Russian. It's always been there. Security architecture, explicit EU, U.S., Ukraine, mutual defense agreement. NATO Article 5 equivalent. So join NATO, just don't call it that. $500 billion compensation package, Russian assets, and Western debt restructuring moratorium for physical reconstruction, pensions, displacement. Some more to loot, Marshall Plan, run by Soros Group. POWSOL list at unrestricted Red Cross access. That means sending in spies. Amnesty exclude only Wagner Storm Z convicts. So another atrocity stuff. No long-term neutrality clause. Insist that NATO map remains in force irrespective of ceasefire. So we're not neutral. We're with NATO. Security Council veto condition. Russia to abstain from vetoes on Ukraine-related UNSC resolutions during the treaty validation period. So Russia just sits down and shuts up. So this is a deal they know the Russians won't take. Okay? Russia, as laid out by Putin through Kremlin forward talking points, immediate recognition of Russian sovereignty over Crimea, Donetsk, People's Republic, and the other areas. Neutrality for Ukraine in perpetuity, no NATO, which they were saying years ago, we never join, Putin lied, we not be part of NATO, we. So no membership path, no foreign troops or missiles. Future treaty does not supersede 1997 NATO-Russia founding act. Lifting of all sectorial sanctions, energy, banking, semiconductors, dual use within 90 days of agreement. Restitution of swift access to the banking system and all the different systems. European gas contract renewal on unfavorable Russian terms per 1,000 M's. $300 billion in now frozen CBR reserves returned to Moscow after certification that they won't finance war crimes prosecutions. Amnesty for Russian military commanders, Wagner leadership, and Donbass militias, blanket exemption for any Hague tribunal. Ukrainian military demobilization down to 250,000 active duty, 50,000 reserves, banning the attackums and long hypersonic sneak attack missiles. Non-interference clause pledging the U.S. EU never to recognize breakaway states of former Russian regions. Impact warning for Georgia, Moldavia, which they've already started color revolutions and wars against Russia. Trump negotiator bridge proposals, which is rumored to be on the actual table. 38-month frozen contact line, leaving Russian troops where they are, essentially 18.5 of Ukrainian, excluding Crimea. Possible Ukrainian referendum in Crimea 2028, supervised by non-Western observers. Gradual sections sunset tied to Russian pullbacks. Not full withdrawal, but staged battalion redeployments monitored by India, China. NATO pathway for Ukraine postponed, but not extinguished. EU ascension fact-checked, fast-tracked, left untouched. $200 billion fund from seized Russian assets released to Kiev over 5 years. Russia gets back residual $100 billion once IAEA verifies no nuclear material diverted from the nuclear reactor. The gap between these two sides remains enormous. All right. We're going to go to break. I'm done talking about this for now. As new developments unfold, I'll get into it. But there you go. Meanwhile, you got Pakistani military chief here in the U.S. threatened to kill half the planet with nuclear weapons for some insane reason. Bumming at the mouth. We got a lot of issues here. All right. I want to get into the domestic politics, the New York Times calling for a coup against Trump, and more. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? cannabis. I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you. How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing for the sparkling.
Now, last week,
to kiss the
days before the meeting with Putin was announced, the Russian Kremlin Foreign Ministry officially announced through Lavrov that they accepted the terms that Trump, through Steve Witkoff, had put out. So that means the basics have been agreed to. Now, Trump has come out in a warning to Putin just minutes ago as he's landing in Anchorage, Alaska, that if Russia doesn't follow through, there will be severe economic sanctions. You've already seen what those will be. 100% tariffs on India and China if they buy any Russian oil. And that's where Russia's still making most of its money and surviving, actually thriving. Now, a lot of this, I believe, is posturing by Trump so that he can deflect criticism. He's a Putin puppet. He's not. He's a realist. NATO's never going to win this war. They can only hope to crash the world economy or even cause a nuclear war. And that's why 100% want this peace deal, because the West started it and brags about it. So let's go ahead and go to President Trump warning Putin. Here it is.
Yes, it will be very severe. I'm not doing this for my health, okay? I don't need it. I'd like to focus on our country, but I'm doing this to save a lot of lives. Yeah, very severe. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, so there you go. All right, now I want to hit some really important domestic developments. Governor Newsom came out yesterday, we covered it, and said, we're going to totally rewrite the state for Democrats ahead of Trump trying to make us rewrite the congressional lines. And the Democrats have always been the world champions of gerrymandering. They're the ones that wrote the book on it. They're the ones that have always done it. And the Republicans have to do this. California, Illinois, New York. I mean, it is totally written to keep them in power. That's part of the election fraud. Not just the mail-in ballots, not just the dead people voting, not just the illegals voting, but the apportionment they also get from all the illegals to get more blue seats. Newsom said California to draw congressional maps to end the Trump presidency. And then he has these outdoor rallies for redistricting. And beautifully, the head of the Border Patrol showed up, talked to the press, and then arrested a bunch of illegal aliens. And then Newsom is like, how dare them? This is a, you know, a police state. This is terrible. And you go to MSNBC, CNN, ABC News, it's all the same. This is a police state. While you got federal agents jumping out of cars and grabbing people. Yeah, grabbing illegal aliens. Well, why are they wearing paramilitary gear? Because they're getting shot and shot at and killed and cinder blocks thrown at them? Oh, and some fool at DHS just bought a bunch of new ICE vehicles that stick out like a red, you know, a red flag. And the ICE and Border Patrol are saying, rightfully, we ain't getting in those. Talk about a target on your back. So I back the feds doing constitutional duty. There's 5,000 enforcers trying to get 40 million illegals that have come in since Obama, 20 million under Biden. They're getting shot at every day, killed every week. But when they get killed, it's just back of the, you know, newspaper. No, this isn't the feds trained to confiscate guns and oh, the white supremacist is the number one threat, and it's, you know, and, oh, the constitutional terrorists. No. This is the federal government doing its job. But then that ties into the next story I'm going to hit after I show these videos of Newsom and others and ICE arresting people and the Border Patrol head crashing the event. Beautiful. New York Times runs an essay hoping military would stand up to Trump. Draws fire. Yeah, basically, this is Fox News. Now, if you really read the essay that I've got right here, it's saying we hope the military would not follow his orders and basically remove him, which is part of the Podesta plan. So the headline really should be, the New York Times endorses a military coup against Trump. Well, remember, we've got CNN and MSNBC and all the clips when he was president-elect saying, oh, the military's meeting in secret at the Pentagon about how to stand up to him or maybe even remove him. And then we got undercover video from James O'Keefe and others with the head liaison, FBI agent, working for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and Podesta and Obama meeting in the tank, as they call it, the most secret area of the Pentagon, on how to overthrow Trump. So the same plan from 2020 I talk about every day. It was public where Podesta said, if Trump wins, a.k.a. we can't steal it, we're going to have blue states and blue cities secede, and we're going to trigger a race war and drive him from office. I mean, that is incredible. You talk about treason. And now they're trying to implement that plan again. And they're saying Trump is going to kill migrants en masse. ICE runs away when they get shot at and cinder blocks thrown at them because they've been told to because they know the left's trying to get a provocation. And they've now even said in the New York Times and MSNBC, we covered it months ago, the left wants blood. They want to trigger violence. They want to force violence so they can play victim. And we've showed you all these activists on their podcasts and on the ground saying, we're here to get in their face and assault them, hoping that they have a Kent State and kill some people so we can get a civil war going. This is not me looking at the pieces and saying, looks like this, 2 + 2 = 4. This is them saying it, saying the exact Podesta plan from 4.5, 5 years ago. Actually, 5 years ago today, that's when the plan came out. 5 years ago today, that's crazy. So it's the same people we're fighting, the same operation, and they need a big event or group of events that are like George Floyd, but, quote, migrants. And if you think the Border Patrol or ICE or the National Guard are going to go out and just shoot up a crowd of illegal aliens protesting, you're an idiot. But I'm telling you, I've looked at the attack, everything they're doing, and they keep saying Trump and Homan are going to kill a bunch of migrants at a demonstration. They're telling you their plan. But it's hard for them to get mercenaries or groups to go do this because they can see the left's losing, and they're like, I don't care if you pay me $1 million. I'm not going to pull up in a parking garage and shoot up a crowd of people because I'm going to end up getting caught. You guys aren't in charge anymore. So instead, they're trying to find mentally ill white supremacists that are run by ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center cutouts, like Oklahoma City with the Southern Poverty Law Center in Elohim City where the bomb and everything was prepared. But because they had federal informants go public like Carol Howell and expose they were doing it, they didn't bust the whole white supremacist compound because it would have led back to them. That was their bigger plan. Well, if you think people were awake in 1995 and feds were blowing the whistle on themselves then, and McVeigh went AWOL because he didn't want to bomb kids. That all came out in the court. They had McVeigh. They had the federal informants say, we're not doing this. So they tried to throw Howell in prison. They set McVeigh up. Back then, there was only 3 or 4 networks, and most people believed the mainstream media. Today, they're on their heels. They're on defense. They're losing power. So that's why you haven't seen the big false flag yet that they've been pushing and getting ready for. Because enough people that they're, you know, that are mentally ill or autistic or whatever that think they're in a white supremacist group and are being, you know, led by the FBI and others or cutout groups to do that, because they still got some bad units, they're getting wise and not doing it. Or they would have already done it, which I predicted. They're so badly coordinated, it was 100% chance they were going to stage false flags, black churches as well. So they said, Trump's going to kill migrants, going to kill them. The army's going to shoot them. Remember all those clips on CNN? Why, Trump sent in the military to kill the migrants. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because they're going to do it. And Trump's going to go kill black people en masse. Where are they going to find just black people? Black church, black college. But they're having trouble. Remember the day before the election, 2 days before, they had a white supremacist who thought he was in a weird Viking Guderdamerong into the world cult, you know, some literal, I might be mean, Asperger's nerd. And it turned out his whole leadership in this cult was FBI. And they tried to get him to go shoot up a black church, but he said, no, I'm not going to do that. So they said, well, fly a drone into the power station in Tennessee. And then when he did it, the bomb wasn't real. So they were able to do that. But they've got those people. Remember what Maxine Waters keeps saying? She said it like 6 or 7 times last year. Trump's got Nazi militias training in the woods, and they're coming to kill the migrants and the black people. It ain't Trump got Nazis training in the woods. A, he's not a Nazi. B, that will hurt Trump if Nazis in the woods go kill a bunch of black people or illegal aliens. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. There's no motive there. So, I got to tell you, some of the criticisms of Trump on he hasn't gotten more deportations and he isn't even doing as good as he did last time, that's because they dismantled all the enforcement. They're scaling up massively, thousands of arrests a day, and they're under attack. And in the last 4 years, Biden allowed illegals to not even show up to their court hearings, and they gave them new identities and Social Security cards. The Democrats, that's come out, millions of them, they don't know where the hell they are. It's a manhunt for 20-something million people. They are busting their ass. I see it in Austin. I talked to people involved, even whistleblowers that didn't like the Border Patrol before. They've got overtime. They've got quotas that they get promoted if they hit the quota. They get bonuses. If they don't, they get fired, folks. They've got giant hiring sprees. They're trying to hire back the old people that left. They are busting their asses. 5,000 enforcers are arresting on average 2,000 people a day. I mean, that's a lot. And they've got to stake everything out to do it because the Blue Cities, even when they release a criminal who on no bond for shooting somebody or raping somebody, they won't tell the feds they're releasing him. So they've got to stake out the jails and the prisons and sit there and wait. And then they got to check somebody's ID when they come out who matches it, and sometimes they're a citizen, and then immediately there's Democrat lawyers right there on the ground next to them who go, oh, God, you got abused. Let's put you on MSNBC. You're a citizen that came out of a jail or a prison, and they ask you for your ID and ran it. I mean, what do you think we're supposed to do when they collapse the whole border and said, once I win, immediately flood the border like Biden said, and then gave them false IDs and gave them fake new Social Security numbers of other people and did all this and disappeared 450,000 children, it is now, on purpose with no ID and sent them God knows where. How the hell are you, the whole federal government and the state police and everybody couldn't catch Bonnie and Clyde for like 3 years until the Texas Rangers found out from informants where they were hiding in Louisiana and went and staked them out for 2 months. And those were some of the best Texas Rangers ever. It took them a year to find them and kill them. But you want the Border Patrol and ICE to do miracles. You have no idea. I mean, Trump basically has a bullwhip to the Border Patrol right now. Well, it's a carpet of gold or bombs. He's like, okay, massive bonuses, massive promotions, massive funding. I mean, the biggest bonuses ever. But if you don't perform, you're fired. And I've seen it now twice in Austin. Them arresting illegal aliens on the road. And I mean, it looks like the feds are sped up or something. You know, like they would speed up those old kung fu movies to make it, you know, look faster or better. It's like they're sped up. I'm like asking, what the hell are they on? Well, they got them whipped up in a frenzy. That's what's going on. And I'm proud of the Border Patrol and ICE. Under being shot at, under being killed, under being firebombed, under being cinder blocked, they have it back now. You see any of them bitching? You see complaining? You see whistleblowers whining to the left? No. You just see them taking the challenge. They're under attack. War was declared on them. They've accepted the challenge. That's what being a man's about. You declare a war on me? I accept the challenge. We're taking the country back. That's what being a man's all about. You hit me, I'm going to hit you 5 times harder. Alex, you used to be the guy that didn't like the police state. Now you're a bigger cheerleader. A police state is England where they have undercover patrols that if a man whistles at a woman, they get arrested. But illegal aliens that rape people, no charges are let out. I got articles today. A police state targets the good people for no reason to control them. A law and order state targets foaming at the mouth criminals. Trump's letting the nonviolent people out of prison. He's throwing the violent ones in. The left loves all over the world to release violent offenders because they create chaos and carnage and destabilization, and then they love to keep the nonviolence in. No. 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 You rape some kid, under the prison. You rob a bank, under the prison. You carjack, 20, 30 years, bro. Because a lot of people get killed in that. DAs all over the country. People get shoot innocent people. They're out, no bond the next day, including where I live. So I don't want to hear it. The globalists have declared Cloward and Priven to destroy this country. And Trump knows they're planning civil unrest, the rest of it. They've already tried it. So part of this is the gear up for that. But when a leftist, globalist, BlackRock, New World Order, Soros system tries to overthrow your country, I've got new clips I haven't even played of all these liberals saying, attack Border Patrol, attack the feds, kill them. I've got videos. I sent it to you. I forget, I didn't see it on the list. It's time to kill all the cops in D.C. You need to get out there and kill them. I want these people indicted. That's not free speech. You've got free speech to say whatever you want. The moon's made of cheese. You know, Macron's wife's a man. Whether it's true or not, you're allowed to say it. But when you say we need people to go out and kill any cops you see in D.C., that is a direct call to action, specific group. You're saying go kill. Yeah, this woman. I mean, I wasn't looking for these clips today and saw them all over the place. Her fat ass needs to spend at least 5 years. And they need to bring back hard labor. She needs to be busting rocks for 5 years. The left thinks it's open season on Jamie White because he was white, came out in the indictment, killed him. Little added nugget because he was white. They said it was great killing that white guy. I don't care if it's a black person getting killed by a white person. That's wrong. And it's wrong if you kill them because they're black. It's wrong you kill them, period. But the point is, that fat-ass woman needs to be in hard labor for 5 years. She'll lose about 100 pounds. It'll be good for her. She needs to be busting rocks. We need to bring back chain gangs. When I'm driving down the highway, when they're opening up a highway in the mountains, I want to see people with chains on their legs busting up rocks. You're like, oh, that's mean. Hey, how about my reporter who's dead in a coffin? That's pretty fucking mean, isn't it? How about all these dead Border Patrol and dead, how about all these dead people from drunk drivers and people getting raped? How about Lakin Riley? How's she doing? I bet she'd take a chain gang over being in the dirt. How about the 1.5 million dead people from fentanyl? And I want to find out who did this with the Border Patrol, and they had their ass fired. ICE to roll out bold new cars emblazoned with agency name, logo leaving agents furious and terrified, a bullseye. Yeah. Who is the rocket scientist that came up with that? You're out under attack getting shot at, and now you want to have a big flashing neon sign? Yeah, here's a small example. Here's a lady in D.C. You know, she's not going to do it herself. She wants you to go out. And you know, there's mentally ill people that just take somebody, tell them to do it. They go do it. And you need to, you know, if you're a radio listener, she holds up like the symbol of a gun and says, start killing. Here it is.
Black people in D.C., get your... and take care of them police officers like they should have been taken care of 50 years ago.
50 years ago? Take care of them police, like 50, the cops that were cops 50 years ago are dead, lady. Lady, you reported live in D.C. Have you taken a look at the police force in D.C.? It's about 80% black. So you want black cops shot just because they're a cop. Wow. Wow. Just premeditated, totally innocent person. You have no idea who they are or who they are. Nope, they're just, you know, they're cops, just shoot them. Just like you're white, right? Ask her that. I mean, should just white people too? She'd probably say, yeah, if it's a white man, go ahead and kill him too. You have no idea who they are. Maybe they're somebody over here visiting from Hungary or something, but they're white. You're like, well, you're white, I'll just kill you. What'd they do to you? Nothing. But that's the left, that's the brainwashing, that's the garbage, ladies and gentlemen. And they brought in the illegals, who they're acting like are victims, to get the apportionment for the legislative seats in the Congress to steal the elections. It's not that all the illegals are bad. Most of them are actually nice people, fleeing tyranny, fleeing EU, you know, globalist lockdowns, I get it. I'm sorry. It's a globalist plan to destroy the country. You've got to go. And then Trump is bringing a path for people that aren't criminals to come back easier. Then the right wing gets mad at him for that. He always said that was the plan. But you just can't have totally open borders. You can't have this free-for-all. You can't have it anymore. Now, I got footage of the Border Patrol head crashing a Newsom event that's coming up. I'll get more into the New York Times and specifics, saying, we hope the military would overthrow him. Why aren't you? What's happening? Well, the military can look at the Constitution. The courts have all ruled what ICE is doing, the National Guard. It's all in the damn Constitution. Just because you say he's Hitler, just because you say he's a king, just because you say he's a dictator, just because you say I peed on kids' graves, just because you say he loves the KKK, people know, most people know, you're liars. And then the Border Patrol and military go out there and have people throwing bricks at them and shooting at them, and they're like, wow, we got a problem. The morale is high in the military and in federal law enforcement, other than stuff like they're going to have them drive around in giant cars with gold ICE emblems all over it. Man, there's some stupid people in the government. That's all I can say. So they need to repaint them black, take the decals off right now. Good Lord. All right, we're going to go to break. I need your support. We're battling the globalists. You can see it all over the news. They're trying to shut us down the next few weeks, send in the Travis County Sheriff's Department. Not their fault. The Democrat judges. We're fighting them, but we need funds to do it. Plus, we have incredible products. You back us, folks. We have bovine colostrum. It is the very best, 200 milligram per serving. Supercharges everything in your body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk to come out of a cow. It supercharges the baby. Your mother made it as well. But we don't have these hooked up to humans, so that'd probably be even better. But bovine colostrum is amazing. We got the best. It's also supercharged with some other super nutrients. It's discounted as well right now to the gates, and it's selling out quickly in this first run. And we also have a lot of other big deals on ultramethylene blue that everybody loves, that's tried, and so many other powerful products like the ultimate spike protein detox for your body. That is a really great product. The people are really going crazy over Ultimate Life Force and more at thealexshowstore.com. And again, we only stay on air because of your support. thealexshowstore.com. At thealexshowstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of us. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexshowstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexshowstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexshowstore.com. So take action. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you. gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. God's gonna cut. Some stations don't carry this first five, so I don't want to get into the rest of the New York Times calling for a military coup and then the amazing Border Patrol head crashing a Newsom event and arresting illegal aliens and Newsom flipping out. I'm going to move quickly through that when we come back, and then I'm going to get into just the insane developments in the Democrat Bloomberg plan to shut down InfoWars. There's a lot to cover, so I'm not going to spend much time on it, but I've got some of the newscast saying, how dare Alex Jones have the shutdown of InfoWars on appeal at the Texas and Connecticut courts? Everybody has that right under the Constitution, but they're like, this low-down, dirty scumbag. And you're like, well, how are they going to try to shut you down with a receiver if you're still on appeal? That's what we're talking about here. But the federal judge said they can't do that. They don't care. That's what I'm telling you. It's foaming at the mouth behavior. Someone hit that. Then, good stuff Trump's doing. Bank of America nixes his rule that led to debanking of conservative religious groups. They did it to Trump. They did it to me. Bank of America specifically. And you're like, why were you the globalist bank? I had it since high school. I didn't even really use it for business, though it was a business account. When they closed it on me, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it was political. They told us that. And then I had my Austin bank I've been using since I was like 20. And we ran the main business through. They shut us down, Frost, and said political. And so, I mean, that is a really good thing that Trump just did. Something bad, which sounds good to conservatives, but it leads down a very dark road. It's by design. Supreme Court allows Mississippi age verification law to take effect, advancing online digital ID push. Sounds great to keep young people off porn sites, but it makes adults do it, and then it sets the precedent they admit, and now Spotify's doing it, and now all these other, you know, Best Buy says they're going to do it. So now you want to do anything, you got to age verify, which is an internet ID, which is what they want for total control. That's what the UN and Bill Gates have set up. So they're selling it with the Trojan horse of help the kids. It's a lie. It's like Starmer. We don't want kids to see porn. We're not censoring people. Then they arrest anybody that criticizes him. But here is a couple of really funny fan-made videos. I just run into these all the time. And they're comical. And I appreciate the fans making them. So here's a few of those. And then we'll go to break and come back with all the full news. Alex Jones here. I'd like to tell you a story about a special place the globalists don't want you to know about. It's called the Shire, Middle Earth. There aren't any goblins. There's no crime. George Soros isn't here. Okay? His son, Alex Soros, who looks like a middle-aged lesbian librarian named AIDS Bono, is also absent. Take a few deep breaths and understand how amazing this place is. All right, let's get into some clips here. All right, let's get serious here.
That's what I'm talking about.
So every once in a while, you kind of bust in there like the Kool-Aid man.
That's Alex Jones.
Oh, you want it? Oh.
All right, let's get serious.
Be plenty of that to go around.
Oh, okay.
No, you dropped it. I win.
I started before you.
5% off special sheet. Crumbled up.
I could mention that, actually. You know.
And they're all just like, oh.
Kid.
We've got some here for you.
Yeah, beg for it.
Damn, look at that ass.
I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
It really is a lifestyle.
That's impressive.
That's what it's like around here.
Man, we are weirdos. Oh my gosh, we are totally insane. But you gotta be crazy or you'd be nuts. You gotta go nuts or you'd be crazy. However it works. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feed now from InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and Real Life Shows on X. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful powerful you can get on the market at thealexfromstore.com and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexfromstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Get live coverage starting during the war room today at 3 p.m. Central of the historic President Trump, President Putin, Ukraine-Russia war summit in Alaska. Now, they're set to start meeting about 2:30, so I'd imagine they'll meet for an hour and a half or so. That's what they're saying, and then they'll come out and have a joint press conference. So that'll be the war room today. 3 to 6 p.m. with the great Owen Schroyer. You'll find the feeds at Infowars.com/show and Real Off Shows on X, as well as Rumble and on stations across the country. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You're the way we reach more people. So be sure and share those live feeds, your email, your text message by word of mouth, and tell those you share it with to share it if they find it helpful, informative, and tell those they share it with to share it, completing the domino effect, the chain reaction, the victory effect. All right, so I want to put bookends on this right now into this amazing video and event. The Democrats have had a long-term plan since August of 2020 that if Trump could have overridden their steal, they were going to have blue states secede and blue cities, start a race war. This is the DNC official plan, and then push Trump out of office. Then they made the movie that came out last year fantasizing about it, Civil War. And then they said, right before Trump won, we're going to go with the Podesta plan. Carville, all of them said it. So I know the listeners have heard me talk about this probably 1,000 times the last year. And, you know, thousands of times before that. Because it is unbelievable. And I haven't heard the Justice Department doing a criminal investigation of this. They've announced a bunch of grand juries and criminal investigations for the first time. Didn't happen the first administration on a whole host of things. Russiagate, Jack Smith, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, the missing kids, Mayorkas, all of it. That's great. Hillary Clinton and money laundering and human trafficking. But we need one on this because they published it and bragged about it. And now they're trying it again. And we know Project Veritas and the O'Keefe Media Group got videos earlier this year, right when Trump was getting in, of the head liaison FBI agent that worked for Hillary between the civilian side and Obama and Hillary with the joint chiefs that, you know, Trump hadn't replaced him yet, meeting on how they were going to block Trump or maybe even remove him if he did anything unconstitutional. And then they said arresting illegals, deporting illegals, or deploying the National Guard during civil unrest. All of that is 100% constitutional. And we now know, and I'm not trying to attack him, but Sean Hannity's like best buddies with Trump. And Hannity bragged, it was in the news at the time, Hannity convinced Trump in the summer of love to not deploy the National Guard and to not crush legally and lawfully the looters, the murderers, the killers that destroyed billions of dollars of homes and property and killed more than 30 people. And now we know from all the real polls that Trump lost more than 10-point support with his base. Now there's new polls out, even CNN's reporting it, that Trump's reversed that. Instead of being 13, 14, depending on the poll, 12 points negative on his handling of crime, he's now way in the positive for his handling of crime, even with Democrats. So, man, Sean Hannity, that's dumb. You got people burning down cities. You got Democrat mayors standing down. And, oh, it makes Democrats look bad that they're shooting people and burning everything down and firebombing federal buildings, federal courthouses. And then you just let them do it because you don't want to look bad. And remember, Trump, when they burned down part of the church next to the White House, went out, held up a Bible, said, I want National Guard here. They were rioting every night. And Milley said, I will resign if you do that. That's a police state. Even though it's been done continually over the years by Democrats and Republicans. If the locals can't handle it. In the case of Democrats, they promote it. And then he wanted $10,000 for January 6th, and Milley threatened to quit again, and Mayor Bowser's said no, and Trump didn't override him. He didn't just override Bowser this time. He took control of the D.C. police, which he can constitutionally do, and they're suing, and they'll have some Article 3 judge say it's unconstitutional, and then it'll go to the appellate court of the Supreme Court, and Trump will be win again, because on every issue, Trump calls his lawyers in, he checks the constitutionality, and when it's constitutional, he does it. So, I'm an American. I'm a constitutionalist. So when the military and police are doing a constitutional duty, I back them 100%. When they're doing unconstitutional stuff, which they've been doing under Democrats and others, I oppose the policy and go out and protest it and nonviolently get in their commanders' faces and say, I know you're not the one behind it, but you need to say no to an unlawful order. That's why I have the respect of the police. Because I study the Constitution and I talk to top lawyers. Even though I know the Constitution well on these issues, I'll still call up all the time a bunch of constitutional lawyers. You hear them on the show, but I call them and I'll say, is this right? Is that right? And they're like, yeah, that's right, plus this. So I don't just come up here half-cocked. All right. What Trump is doing with the military and police isn't just constitutional. It is what is needed. In fact, we need to indict the Democrats for developing a public plan to have states secede and cities secede and burn down buildings and create a civil insurrection. I mean, I assure you, which plus I don't want to go that route. I want to take the country back peacefully. If I was running around on air trying to organize the overthrow of the government and burning stuff down, I would be arrested within days, and I should be. So why are they allowed to do it? A, I don't want to do it. It's not like, oh, I'd get arrested, I'm not doing it. No. No. We'd be the villains if we went out and randomly burned down stuff and shot cops. I mean, that's not going to help. Plus, I'm going to kill innocent people. But the left wants it to elicit a federal response. Remember the headlines. Democrat senator tells the New York Times, my constituents want blood. They want to start a fight to get an overreaction from Trump so they can play victim. This is their plan. But they haven't gotten an overreaction. So they want the false flag. And I know I'm harping on this. I got a bunch of the news to hit. But you watch. This is their play. And it's fizzling out. Yeah, Democrats told to get shot for the anti-Trump resistance, Axios. There was another one a month ago. It was like the New York Times. It was a bunch of them. It was like, Democrats want blood. And they said, we're going to go out and we're going to get in the police face and everybody else, and then we're going to try to get hurt. That's the plan. They're all saying the same thing. So, New York Times essay, hoping military would stand up to Trump, draws fire on social media. Social media users accuse the New York Times of being in favor of a military coup. That's what it is. After publishing a guest essay with the headline, "We used to think the military would stand up to Trump. We were wrong." What, stand up to him when what, everything he's doing has been upheld by the courts? They're like, you know he's Hitler. You need to stand up. Former National Security Council members and globalist Steve Simon and Jonathan Stevenson wrote the essay on Wednesday in response to President Trump's deploying the National Guard to Washington, D.C., an effort to combat crime. They remarked that this and other recent orders from Trump got no public objection from top officers and warned that in the context of domestic theaters, the military can't be politically neutral. Unfortunately, though, we and others had hoped the military would only respond to calls to action in American cities and states, kicking and screaming. We no longer expect resistance from that institution. Newsflash, you purged the military. You demonized them. You told them you hated America. They paid to have the sports teams take a knee during the Star Spangled Banner. The military sits back. Their commanders look at the Constitution. They get the orders. It's all constitutional. So you thought just because you said Trump was Hitler and a king, you thought, remember they were asking Trump at press conferences, are you a king? And he's like, no, I can barely get stuff done. I have to fight constantly and beg Congress and do all this and go out to the public and get then to put pressure on to get anything done around here. No, I'm not a king. You elected me. Once perhaps traditional officers might have learned on protocol and refused to heed a lawless order. It's not lawless. They said arresting illegals and deporting them is illegal. It's been upheld. Of course it's not illegal. Taking inspiration from the generals, Mark Milley and James Mathis. Yeah, those traitors who resisted the uprooting of established military standards in the first Trump term. When Antifa was promising to burn down D.C., and Trump said, I want 10,000 National Guard, and they said no, and he didn't override them, it's pathetic. We thought the military, because we said so on CNN and the New York Times, you know, if we're burning down Los Angeles and Trump calls out the National Guard, you don't go, remember? This has been their plan, that they, just like the movie Martial Law, or just like the movie Civil War, where, oh, this Trump president tries to call out the military when people are rioting and burning down cities because he's a racist, and then the military turns on him and goes to the White House and kills him. That's your Hollywood fantasy. You think the National Guard, when they show up and American flags are being burned and police cars are on fire and buildings are on fire and cops are getting shot and cinder blocks are being thrown on their heads, you think the military thinks Trump's the bad man? Because you made a movie where the black female sergeant goes and kills Trump in the White House? A right-wing president calls out the military during uprisings against racism, and the military turns against him and marches on D.C. and kills him. You think because you made this Fantasyland movie that cost $350 million that, oh, the military's going to go to the White House and kill Trump because Hollywood made a movie about it. Ha, 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 ha. What dumb sacks of garbage. No, we're not having the military train to take guns anymore. We're not having the local police getting federal funds to train to take guns. And then there's secret white supremacists under every table, the number one crime threat, killing everyone. People know you're full of crap, Democrats. People hate Hollywood. They hate corporate media. Trump doesn't want martial law. That's bad for business. He wants a booming economy and prosperity. Trump likes hotels and golf courses and clean, nice cities and peace. You guys are the ones that create disorder. You're the ones that hate the country, and everyone knows you're the ones planning civil unrest. Now, it is true that Trump's heeding warnings and trying to stand up some very limited National Guard rapid response forces. They're talking 600 that can be anywhere in like 3 hours in the country. Trump needs a force of 100,000 that can be anywhere in 3 hours. You think 600 National Guard are going to stop the Democrats when they try to burn down L.A.? Now, I know the image of troops getting on planes, it's all kind of scares the criminals because they're so stupid. But you don't counter a globalist New World Order Chi-Com-funded uprising plan with 600 troops and the Democrats going, oh, my God, Hitler, martial law, doom. Oh, Hegseth, he's got a 600-man team. How about a 100,000-man team? And people go, aren't you worried about that? The U.S. government could have 2 million troops, and if what they were doing wasn't popular and constitutional, they wouldn't do it, and we wouldn't put up with it. We have the political power. These are our troops. Whether you're black or white or old or young or live in New York, Florida, Texas, Illinois, Arkansas, South Dakota, those are our boys and girls. Yeah, there's some leftists in there, but the majority of them know they're not taking guns. They're not arresting people for their speech. They're going to arrest people burning down buildings and shooting people. So I'm critical of Trump's rollout of the National Guard because it's not strong enough. And we've got bigger fish to fry than having FBI agents run around to make sure teenagers aren't carjacking people. We need to empower the police in these cities and put the people in charge that take action and remove the bad police chiefs and people and get rid of the Soros DAs. Sending in feds and others to stand around as a Band-Aid. You got to go to the source of the problem. And I understand that takes time, but I'm ranting. And this is an information war, so we need more of that. And what we're now seeing out of the Border Patrol head is what we need to see more of. Newsom, Patrick Bateman 2.0, a criminal, dyed in the wool, totally disgusting. Burned down the Palisades administratively. Seized it with the UN, not letting people rebuild. Declared an emergency so he's in control. Newsom freaked out on ICE action outside his presser. It's pretty sick and pathetic. It's everything you know about Donald Trump's America, about the authoritarian tendencies of the president. You're the ones told illegals to come here and give them all the free stuff. That's totalitarian. That's illegal. Wake up, America. You will not have a country if he rigs this election. Oh, nobody can rig elections, I thought. You will be a president who will be running for a third term, mark my word. It's them that have gerrymandered and rigged everything. So here's Newsom freaking out, and here's Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino, who just exposed Gavin Newsom right outside his venue, and they're arresting illegal aliens. Play these clips back to back. This is what we need to see more of.
About the fact that we're affirming our independent commission, and we're calling for a national independent commission as well. Well, I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under. That they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside right when we're about to have this press conference. It said everything you know about Donald Trump's America. And that was top down. You know that for a fact. They'll deny it, I'm sure. Maybe they won't deny it. It said everything you know about the authoritarian tendencies of the President of the United States. I said in a moment ago, wake up, America. Wake up. You will not have a country if he rigs this election. You will have a president who will be running for a third term. Mark my word. I wasn't exaggerating when I said that I received in the mail a Trump 2028 hat from one of his biggest supporters. These guys are not screwing around. The rules do not apply to him. The most corrupt president in history. He doesn't believe in free enterprise, crony capitalism. He is wrecking this country, wrecking the economy. He's a lawless president. Wake up, America. Wake up to what's going on.
Governor, what happened?
We're here making Los Angeles a safer place. Since we won't have politicians that'll do that, we do that ourselves. So that's what we're here today, as you can see. Already making it a safer place. We're glad to be here. Not going anywhere.
And, you know, the governor's inside right there.
I didn't. I don't know where he's at.
He's about 100 feet behind us. Do you have any comment from him or anything?
Again,
any message?
We're making Los Angeles and California a safer place. We're going to continue to do that. And they can take that one to the bank and cash it. Thank you.
Arrived just outside of the downtown L.A. venue where Governor Gavin Newsom was actually holding a press conference today. And it appears that those Border Patrol agents are making arrests, illegal immigrants. I don't know if they were at this press conference, if they were in the area, but this is a very, as John put it, when we first saw this video, a very in-your-face way to let, you know, Democrats know that you are going to do your job, that you're going to carry out these Trump policies. Can you just respond to this video that we're watching right now?
Well, there you go. They're the lawless ones. It's Newsom's Democrats that passed laws 2 years ago that you can have sex with 12-year-old boys and girls. Rape them. They're the ones that shipped in millions and millions of people, including millions of children. They're the ones that engage in all this crime and give illegal aliens, has now come out, Social Security cards, and they do all this, and then we're the bad people. The courts have all upheld what Trump's doing, and Newsom is scared. Newsom needs to be investigated and indicted for the criminal negligence bare minimum of the Palisades fire, where they administratively rigged the whole thing, did the whole thing. All right, I'm going to go to break. And I'm going to come back. And I'm going to get into a lot of really important information dealing with the economy, dealing with what's happening with the U.S. dollar, dealing with what's happening with the police state, dealing with what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is doing, and more. But remember, and first, a big update on the future of InfoWars. This is a long battle, and we've only stayed on air because of you, because you've wanted it. And we have effected massive change. That's why the bad guys want me off air. We've got some clips from the war room I was on today with Steve Bannon coming up. We've got that. And then we've got Martin Armstrong, incredible economist, geopolitical expert, on what he's predicting is coming out of this peace summit today, and more. Then my son, Rex Jones, really smart, finally convinced him to get back on air. He's coming in later. And so much more today. But remember, I can't do this without you. The very best supplements. We've got the highest quality, 2,000 milligram per serving, bovine colostrum. Don't know what that does. Look into it. It's insane. Now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. The ultramethylene blue, the ultimate life force, cardiovascular spike protein detox, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of us. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of those. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor-sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at TheAlexJones.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor-sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexJones.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexJones.com. So take action. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again so much for joining us on this live Friday worldwide transmission. We have major updates coming up in a little while and information coming out on the Trump-Putin Peace Summit and what NATO and Zelensky are doing to try to block that. We're going to be getting to all of that and more. But I wanted, before I get into some of the other things domestically happening and what the Democrats are up to and their calls for violence and things, I wanted to just quickly hit this. So we've survived decades of attacks, but intensified attacks once Obama declared me secretly a national security threat in 2013. We only learned that about 5 months ago from the Trump administration. They gave us the documents. And the blueprint they used to try to take me down were a threat to their globalist operation, obviously, because we understand their plan and how to warn people and how to educate folks, is the beta test for everybody else. And that's come out in documents. But we now know it was Michael Bloomberg and the Democrats that were financing the fake lawsuits and the rigging, and they tried in the bankruptcy when the judge ordered a auction last year. They violated his order, and they had a fake one, the U.S. trustee for the Justice Department that was running it. And now they won't allow the sale to anybody that will keep us on air. And they've said they don't want that. You're not allowed to do that under the law. So now because the judge won't do that and has kept us open, they've gone to the same judge that ran the rigged court case that already found me guilty, Judge Guerra Gamble, who literally before we became a judge is like an Antifa lady with bright blue hair. And she produced this whole HBO show trial where I was already guilty. They've now gone to her. And she said on Wednesday, I'm going to have another hearing, but she said, you know, they said they may do it quicker with this receiver from the state and come seize the building to quote, pay them the money, even though this equipment isn't even worth $300,000 or $400,000, even though they refuse settlements and it's all on appeal as well, is why the federal judges blocked them. So this is just emblematic of the lawlessness that we're dealing with. And it's so extreme. But some people out there go, well, you've survived this long. You'll be just fine. I had to buck private security that the DOJ sitting here saying get out of the building in May of last year. I had to, when they turned the internet off, go to an emergency backup system at the Alex Jones Network in November. Remember all that? And there's been a bunch of other stuff's gone down. So I don't know when they're coming in. I've been told it could be today. She's already given the order. And we think it could be a bait and switch saying she's having this September 16th meeting because they want me off the air. Now, it's not going to get us off the air. They shut this down. Go to Real Alex Jones on X. Go to Rumble. You'll see the new sites. You'll see all the stuff announced. And we've got our countersuits on them. But that's why your support is so important. But I wanted to just show you clips from MSNBC, this is a small sampling. There's literally, it was all over the news everywhere last night. And KVUE in Austin. These are just the two I picked. You type my name in to the news. There's literally hundreds of newscasts about this. PBS, NPR. They're all celebrating. Jones hid money. Jones is corrupt. Jones is a crook. Jones has finally got to pay the money. But listen to this MSNBC host. She goes, it's horrible and terrible that he appealed this. It's terrible a federal judge blocked it. How dare I use the courts? How dare I start to override the corrupt state court that found me guilty and then told a jury a bunch of lies and then found me civilly liable for stuff the jury didn't even hear 2 weeks later after the trial was over? Did you hear me right? And you got Bloomberg and AP, and Bloomberg's behind it. Bloomberg, when they write it, should say, by the way, our owner is the one trying to take this over, financing the Onion. His gun control group that he owns and runs is the partner. It says, a jury found him guilty. No, they didn't. A judge did, and then she told them how guilty I was and wouldn't let us put on a defense, just like Connecticut 2 months later, all coordinated. 5 years of lawsuits, all culminating in a two-month span right before the midterms. 2.5 years ago. And now we have the Justice Department documents that they funded it all, paid the money. I mean, this is sensationally evil. But listen to them saying, how dare I be able to appeal in America? That's a police state they want. That's a tyranny they want. That's what they claim Trump's doing. No, he's the one who went through all the lawfare too. And because you backed him, he's still there. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. We have products that once you get them, we have 80%+ reorder on things like our methylene blue. The average supplement, 70%+ reorder. Nobody's got that. We have the very best bovine colostrum. People don't know about that. You better learn about it. We got the best. Regrows your gut flora, repairs the gut lining, supercharges the whole body, full of all these peptides and special amino acids that are only in mother's milk the first 2 weeks in mammals. And this is concentrated with other super nutrients to supercharge it. By the way, we got bovine colostrum as listeners in a survey said that's what they wanted. And boy, is it selling fast. Unfortunately, it's almost sold out, but we'll get more in about a month. So get your bovine colostrum at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I don't own that. That's our sponsor. They funded the Alex Jones Network that they own. And so they can't shut them down. They don't have a judgment on them. So when you buy stuff at thealexjonesstore.com, you're keeping us on the air regardless. It's also funding InfoWars, and they can't get it. Comprende? I need everybody to commit to be a VIP. You spend $30 a month. You can cancel any time. It's just like Amazon Prime. But when you do it each month, you get $40 right when you sign up each month to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy anything, you make an additional $10 for the $30. Everybody should be a VIP. And if you're worried about stuff like bovine colostrum or methylene blue selling out or Irish sea moss or Shilajit or Ultimate Life Force, cardiovascular super boost, the very best formula out there, spike protein detox, then you subscribe and get 50% off on the future orders, and it's held back. It never sells out, and you can cancel anytime for free. You get all the benefits. We just want the relationship with you so you will get off the bench, 99% of you that never buy any products, and find out how great it is. And if 2% of you bought the products on a regular basis, we'd be 24 hours a day with reporters in every city, and we'd be the most dominant thing in the world. We've already been that before. We're still huge. You built it. You did it. I salute you. But here is MSNBC and local news. Just an example of what they're saying. Here it is.
Far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones may soon be forced to finally close up shop over at InfoWars once and for all. I say may because it's quite the ongoing saga. I mean, to recap, Alex Jones' online media empire, InfoWars, has long been a cesspool of fringe far-right conspiracies and fake news. And among the most egregious conspiracies he has platformed was the claim that the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting was a giant hoax. Families of the victims of that mass shooting sued Jones for defamation, and in 2022, he was ordered to pay them over $1.4 billion in damages. Jones filed for bankruptcy, and InfoWars was put up for auction last fall. And the winner of that auction was the satirical news outlet The Onion, the best detail ever. You know, the outlet behind headlines like these, the ones you can see on your screen. Essentially, The Onion wanted to turn the already fake news InfoWars into a parody of itself. And it was a purchase the Sandy Hook families welcomed. But then a federal judge rejected the sale and said that state courts should settle instead. So that brings us to the present. A state judge in Texas has now ordered all of InfoWars' intellectual and physical assets to be turned over to a state receiver, who will then restart the sale process. Now, Jones thinks of himself as the victim of all of this and is still appealing, which is outrageous. So it remains to be seen if and when that sale will happen. But the owner of The Onion says, "We're working on it. That's all I can say for now. I'll be tuning in." And a lawyer for the victim's family says this: "The families are pleased that the court has placed InfoWars' parent company into receivership, which will finally lead to accountability for Alex Jones's monstrously cruel harassment. Accountability that has been a long time coming."
That's Jen Psaki, one of the greatest liars of all time. What a joke. They raised hundreds of millions off me. I did nothing to them. The judge found me guilty. Both judges, it's all a fraud. So that's who these people are. And they want me silenced because I'm effective at telling the truth and exposing them. I could play other newscasts, but they all say the same crap. I was found guilty by judges, not a jury. That's the truth. That's the reality. So remember, we can get shut down anytime. You go to X, and we'll try to get that too, but it'll take time. I'll tell you about the new stuff, where to find us there. Be ready for that. If you go to InfoWars, it's black, it's dark. You tune in, it's gone. They're celebrating on the news. Don't just find where we are at Real Hawk Jones on X and Rumble and everywhere else on the news sites. Share it. Paul Revere it. Streisand affect it. We never give up. Here is a discussion I have with Steve Bannon today with the details. Stay with us. Big guest coming up.
Another great warrior, maybe our greatest warrior, Alex Jones, joins us. So, Alex, you help the audience out here. I'm hearing tons of confusing information every time we talk about InfoWars and the deep state coming for your assets. Can you get our audience up to speed on exactly what's happening, sir?
When I was on with you last time, and this is basically what everybody's been, you know, getting from it. You're like, hey, great surviving Bloomberg and his gun control group. It's now come out with the Justice Department, starting with Obama, and then even when Trump was in, rogue elements of the Justice Department, and then under Biden, running all this lawfare against myself, something you obviously have experienced at an even greater level, you know, Trump and then Flynn and Bannon and then myself, you know, down the line. So I've not been as targeted as you, but I've certainly been targeted by it massively. And the PR firms, the law firms, the debanking, the lawsuits, the rigged courts where you're found guilty by these Democrat activist judges. And then I went into bankruptcy and they said, oh, we're going to catch you with all this hidden money and stuff. And that wasn't true. Then they had the U.S. trustee last year and the CRO who were assigned to it by the Justice Department try to close the building without a court order. We went and challenged that, stopped them there. I had to literally stop armed security they sent with no court order and said, no, you're not. I'm calling the police. They said, well, that makes sense. We don't have a court order. This is crazy. And then they said, but we've got a lawyer from the Justice Department saying, you know, I'm ordering you to do this. And that was back on May 31st of last year. Then the judge said, sell it on an online auction. And we had buyers that had already done the first bids, because you do bids before the online auction, that was more than triple what the other side had done. And so they just pulled the auction the day before, said they had a secret auction, and gave it to the Everytown Group that is financing The Onion. And that Everytown Group is 97% owned and run by Michael Bloomberg, who we know was financing some of the suits going back years ago. And so we said, no, we're not leaving. So they sent in security again. They turned off the internet. I went to our backup studios, the Alex Jones Network, and didn't even miss a beat. You know, thanks a lot for support. We're able to build that as a backup. And then the judge the next week ordered us back into the building, said this is not true. I don't believe this was a real auction. He then in December had a two-day hearing and said that the sale was fraudulent, and then overrode that. But the U.S. trustee that's appointed by the Justice Department, and this is hangovers from Obama, will not sell it to anyone. And we sued them and got the emails and depositions and documents where they said with the plaintiffs, which really Democratic Party, the Paul Weiss law firm and others that have already admitted to wrongdoing against the Trump administration with the lawfare, did a $40 million settlement with supposedly community action they were going to do and community service. And then they even called part of the $40 million community service in their federal filings the suits against me. So that's something, you know, that President Trump obviously needs to know about. When Paul Weiss said they were going to stop all this, they're the main group running it. And so now the federal judges said, status quo, you don't want money. You just want to shut it down. Jones has offered to settle. Plus, it's all on appeal at the state and federal level. And so then they said, no, we're going to get a receiver with the same judge, Gwera Gamble, who ran the show trial in Texas. And so she appointed the receiver at a Wednesday hearing. And you can read her statements, you know, in Bloomberg, strangely enough. Of course, Bloomberg doesn't tell you that they're behind it. You know, they should tell you in the article, by the way, you know, the owner of our company, you know, is behind this. That's on record. But there they are reporting on it. She said, well, we're going to have now another hearing in September 16th, and that she intends to do the order. A five-day order is then issued to send in the Travis County Sheriff's Department and close the building. The equipment's probably only worth $300,000, $400,000. Again, they've said in the news, we do not want money. But now they're saying, oh, he'll never pay us. We're doing this to get our money. And MSNBC last night said, how dare Jones be appealing this? He's a terrible person. And so this has been a long battle. And when Trump got in 7 months ago, 2 weeks after we were sent finally for a request we did years ago, and it was Obama putting me under national security investigation with Comey 2013, where they then strategically go in and try to disrupt what you're doing, like you're a foreign adversary, and then ran the lawfare and all of that. Then this year, we discovered in the federal filings, thanks a lot of DOJ stuff that got published, millions from the Justice Department directly to the charities of the people suing me, who then paid the money to the Democrat law firms that are suing me. They'd be given federal DOJ money, and then they would give the exact amount a week or two later, over and over again, millions and millions and millions of dollars to the very law firms, as clearly the payment, it matches up exactly. And we also got an undercover CIA, FBI liaison, Gavin O'Blevis, 2 years ago, in an undercover Veritas sting. It was on a totally separate subject, saying, yeah, we investigated Jones back 10 years ago, which we now have the documents was true, and the FBI couldn't find anything. So we went and did this whole Sandy Hook thing. Then we have the head counsel in Connecticut saying 2.5 years ago in the show trial there that indeed he went and generated the lawsuits, organized the law firms and the families. So we have a total chain of this being the Democrats and the deep state, the judges finding me that I was defaulted. So I was guilty. The jury decided how guilty. And now they've got so much egg on their face after Bloomberg and The Onion tried the takeover in November of last year and got thrown out. And it was shown to be a fraudulent auction, in the words of the judge. Now they're back. The Onion's bragging that now they are going to get the name and the equipment and all of it in state court, and they say so they can misrepresent who I am and basically, quote, destroy the brand, because it's not about money. It's about punishing me for what I did. But also in federal filings, we've now learned that these very foundations run by the very, you know, families of the children have raised hundreds of millions of dollars by running ads all over Facebook, YouTube, Twitter over the years. Everybody saw saying Alex is harassing us. Alex is being mean to us. Send us money. And when they start the PR campaign for 2 years, then when they sue me, then when they have the show trials, each time the money massively spikes from nothing, a couple million a year, to tens of millions, 30 million, 40 million a year, directly off of my name. So they've gotten 74 million off Remington. They've gotten almost 300 million in donations off of my name playing victim. And then they got their $1.4 billion imaginary show trial judgment. And then they're running around saying it's not about the money. We just want him off the air, but he also won't pay us our money. And they've tried to get my appeals thrown out, but now they're failing the Third Circuit. That's Democrats signaled they are going to overturn it, because the judge in Texas, after the jury found because I was already found liable by the judge, how liable I was, but they only gave him $4 million. So then the judge busted the caps 3 weeks later, which you can't do under the law. It's cut and dry, saying that I was elder abuse because the man was above 65. So that busted the caps to $47 million. Well, you can't have a judge find somebody civilly liable for something 2 weeks after a jury has already come in with their verdict. So this is the most flagrant kangaroo court show trial garbage ever seen. It even rivals, it actually surpasses some of the stuff that was under Trump because of the total and complete absolute transparency. And they have, again, I'm non-dischargeable because of how these rulings were done. And so even though I've turned over all of my assets that are non-exempt, got a house and a car, I get to keep two guns, which I don't ever care about money and stuff, so it's fine. But now they say their job with these receivers is for the rest of my life to be overlooking every credit card, everything I buy. I mean, the committee of these Democrats that is a joint committee of the Texas plaintiffs and the Connecticut plaintiffs get in live time every few weeks my bank statements, my credit card statements. They call my lawyers and subpoena. Why did he spend $400 at a steakhouse for business? Who was there? I mean, this is the level of harassment and stalking that I go through while they play the victim and say that I did things to them I never did. So this is epic. I know there's a lot of big news, and I appreciate you being concerned about this. And it's been a long marathon battle. But the good news is they haven't silenced me. They haven't silenced you, and we see populist movements, not just here but worldwide, exploding as the people of the world have a real hunger.
But hang on. This is what the audience wants to know, and we only got a couple minutes. One, are you going to be shut down, and where can people still get Alex Jones's voice? And number two, what can this audience do to help?
We're battling them. We're in federal court. We've blocked them for years. What they're doing in the state court is cut and dry, unlawful, but we don't know. They're so desperate. I have a gut feeling that Judge Gloria Gamble, who's literally a Soros judge on record, I mean, you can pull up her picture. She, before she became a judge, she has little blue hair and has Antifa stuff she promotes. She doesn't care what the federal court says. She doesn't care if she gets even in trouble later. She says she wants this place closed. And that's not what you're supposed to get under the law. So I would expect by the end of September, barring another miracle, that they will come in here and close it down and grab the name InfoWars. They've also tried to get real Alex Jones on X, but Elon Musk came in and sued and blocked that. We have the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X. We have backers there. I don't own it. So that will be able to continue. I will be an employee and the news director at a new network we're going to launch. And then we will just move forward. Our goal is then to go to 20 hours a day live, not just 12 hours a day live, and to stand in the face. Because everything they've done is about stopping us spending our time, our money, our energy, so we're not focused on exposing the globalists and the Democrats and their agenda. And they want to stop us from backing President Trump and all the great work he's doing. So I understand it's imperative that we not just stay on air, but that we redouble our efforts. So we've already got new news sites. We've already got it all. People will find the details at the Alex Jones page on Rumble and Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X. And there'll be new sites announced, new systems announced, but it's going to be the Alex Jones network. And then we intend to, again, pick up more and more shows, just like you guys do, one-hour shows, two-hour shows, from in the morning right through the evening. And again, we're just here to augment and boost what everybody else is doing. And that's really why I'm so excited to see all the other great programs of patriots like you reaching tens of millions a day and just more and more people coming online that are really smart. Their goal to try to shut me down when it was just you and I and a few others 9 years ago has totally backfired. And we're the majority. We have the initiative. We're winning. But they see InfoWars like Capture the Flag. They see it like a Roman standard that if they can just get that, it's going to demoralize everybody and we're going to give up. No, my crew has never been stronger. My family's never been stronger. We're not giving up. We're not backing down. And if they think harassing me and demonizing me and all this stuff is going to deter me, in the words of John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, I have not yet begun to fight. And I just really appreciate you, Mr. Bannon, for caring about this and realizing how important it is. Because if they can get me, they can try to pick us off one at a time.
Alex, I want to tell people right now where they can go. They want to make sure they're seeing your content now, and if you shift over, they'll do the shift. But where do they go right now for your content, sir?
You made a great point. Sometimes I miss the forest for the trees. I've not even been talking about where to go because they could come even sooner, as the judge was saying 2 days ago. We're still at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show. Where you can find my broadcast, the other broadcasts we do. And again, all of this information belongs to everybody. It's a trademark, copyright free. You've asked before, hey, can we air this from your show or that? Anything I've ever done, it belongs to you, Steve. It belongs to the people. That's always how it's been. They even want to say they own my past catalog of news so they can try to take that off the web. They are scared of this information. They're scared of what you're doing. They're scared of General Flynn. They're scared of President Trump. They're scared of Stephen Miller, and whoever they're scared of, folks, is over the target, and that's who you've got to promote. I know your audience is the most informed, understands that, but you're the Paul Revere's. You are the answer to 1984. You are 1776. So yes, my broadcast is 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., but it restreams. It belongs to everybody. You can find our own streams at InfoWars.com/show, and of course on Rumble and over on X. And those are the only platforms that allow us to be there. But thank you so much, Steve, and thank you for standing with InfoWars, because as Trump always says, they've got to get through Trump and Steve Bannon and Alex Jones to get to the people. And the more the people understand that, the more we win. So thank you so much. Sure. Have a great weekend.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Call
made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Vladimir Putin is coming in for a landing any minute in Anchorage, Alaska. Martin Armstrong is a world-renowned economist and has computer models been proven for almost 40 years to be some of the most accurate in the world. He also warned 3 weeks ago that if they didn't have a summit and if a deal didn't get made very soon, all the computer models show total war by next year. So some stations don't carry this first five, but I want to get to him now to give us kind of an update. I want to come back with more detail with Martin Armstrong of ArmstrongEconomics.com on X, Armstrong Econ. Martin, give us, in the 2.5 minutes we have to break, a snapshot. I mean, you called all of this and where this is going, and give us a little prelude to what you're about to cover.
Well, I think, you know, Trump is honestly trying to create peace here. The big problem we have is that you have Zelensky and the EU stabbing him in the back all the time. They want war over there. They have pretty much, if they don't get war, they have an economic, you know, crisis, and so they need a diversion. Look, the answer to this, and I had even spoken with RFK about this, you know, before, the solution to peace was simply the Minsk agreement. Honor it, let the Donbass vote and separate the same way Czechoslovakia separated to the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Yugoslavia, the same thing. I mean, all this nonsense of, he wanted to take all of Ukraine and stuff. If he wanted to, he would have done it a lot sooner, but, you know, this is a war that we started. I think all the evidence is very clear. You had John McCain there at Maidan saying, you know, this is about peace, and was all lying about that. Victoria Nuland picked the interim government and instructed them to attack the Donbass and start the civil war. So, I mean, this has been going on. Our neocons are, you know, it's hard to even get your mind around what they do. But, I mean, you had even John, you know, you had Lindsey Graham come out and say, this is the best money we ever spent to kill Russians. I mean, if you said that about, you know, blacks or Islam or something, it'd be a hate crime. I mean, we have to get realistic here. The Donbass are primarily Russians that live there. Crimea, about 15% of the population is even targeted.
Martin, we got to go to break. Let's come back and get into this. Martin Armstrong, you talk about insider, know what's going on. We'll be right back. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of those. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So take action.
disruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head.
If you're a TV viewer, internet viewer, radio listeners obviously can't see this. We have a shot from the tarmac and the red carpet where Vladimir Putin is literally landing in the next few minutes. We'll have that live shot for you in Anchorage, Alaska. Now, I'm going to get him on, obviously, next week for a full hour. We only got a short segment here with Martin Armstrong because of other guests we already had scheduled coming up, including in studio. But he's a renowned economist, has some of the most accurate computer models for more than 35, 40 years. And he was saying 3 weeks ago on the show, they got to have a summit, make a deal soon, because NATO wants full war, which they admit as part of their business model because they're collapsing. What I've gotten from this is Trump understands what's going on. He's got Russia to agree to a really good deal to give up a lot of the territory. Ukraine's demanding everything back in reparations and in a tribunal. So is NATO and the EU. That's meant to kill this deal. But they don't have the funds to run the war. We're paying for 85% of it. They don't have the troops. It's all a bluff. So this, to me, is Trump putting on a demonstration. We've got a decent peace deal to put pressure on Zelensky, NATO, and the EU. They sent the vice president over there last week to do that. And Trump's basically said this, that Zelensky doesn't hold the cards, and that if he doesn't do this deal, the U.S. is going to withdraw its intelligence. That means guidance of the weapons and systems. And then it'll be up to the EU and NATO. And I've been told from the Russian sources, like Victor Boot on Air 5 weeks ago, that this deal doesn't go through, Russia's going to take over the major eastern city right there on the Russian border, and then also encircle Kiev, give people 2 weeks to get out, and then level it and take out Zelensky. Now, even if Zelensky doesn't take the deal, before Putin does that, there's a lot of rumblings that Trump has already got deals, people around Zelensky, to remove him, have the elections, and do the peace deal. Now, that's my analysis. Can you give us your basic take on that, what your big analysis is, 35,000 foot view, and then drill it anywhere else you want to go, sir, in the time we have. Thank you, Martin Armstrong.
Well, I think it's very clear. The only way to really get peace is we have to get rid of Zelensky. He does not represent the people anymore. He just takes his orders from MI6 and NATO. And the people I speak to in Ukraine, they're all, you know, that's why he won't do an election. And bluntly, they said if he was on fire, they wouldn't even urinate on him until he was dead. You know, this is, he's not well liked. His polls are even, you know, at record lows. And I've been told, and I haven't verified it yet, but he's been sending $50 million per month to a secret account in the UAE. I'm trying to trace that down.
Wow. So you concur with basically my analysis, is what you're saying?
Yeah, look, I mean, the peace deal would have been simply right from the beginning. The Minsk agreement, then you had Merkel come out and said, well, we never intended to honor it. We were just buying time for Ukraine to build an army to attack Russia. This has been an intentional step towards World War III by Europe and NATO, period. You know, this has been all orchestrated from the very beginning.
What's the intel you got? Because I know Trump has a lot of traitors inside the administration that sabotage him from my intel, Kellogg. But I've been told, and I see the tea leaves, if Zelensky doesn't take this deal, the U.S. is going to try to depose him and put people in the interim to have the elections. What is your take on that?
Well, I have been in contact with some people in Congress, and that's what I've been pushing, that we have to get rid of him. If you don't get rid of him, you're not going to get a peace deal because he will try to sabotage any possible thing. They want World War III. And I've seen the internal memos from NATO, and they were concerned about how do we remain relevant because all the money was going to climate change. And they can only remain relevant by saying Putin wants to take Europe as if he's, you know, Khrushchev from the 1950s. You know, and it's just absurd. You know, Russia has no intention of going into Europe. There's nothing there to gain for them. Khrushchev was going in mainly because that was a philosophical issue back then between capitalism and communism. That was it. It wasn't for economic reasons. So, you know.
Yeah, look, Europe's a basket case and a disaster. Russia's problem is it can't even exploit 10% of its world-renowned top resources.
Yeah, look, I mean, Russia is the richest country in the world. From natural resources, it got $75 trillion. And that's what the EU has been focusing on. They think that if they took out Russia and they get a hold of that, then Europe will rise again like the Roman Empire and U.S. will be subservient to them.
And by the way, Martin, for Americans who don't know, the EU Commission, they've all said this on record. They're going to beat Russia in a 20-year war, break it in five parts, yeah. And that is beyond Napoleon or Hitler delusional.
Look, as you know, they came to me when they were creating the euro. I sat down. This is how we do it. You had to consolidate the debts. They wouldn't do that. And they said, we just have to get the bureaucracy in first. We'll worry about the debt later. 26 years later, you know, they haven't addressed it. And Europe is in serious trouble. The German economy has been shrinking. And I mean, that's the number of jobs have actually declined. And that's 25% of basically the GDP of the EU. So EU isn't, you can go on Fed, you know, and look, you know, just compare the GDP growth of the EU to the United States. It's a fraction of the United States. They are dying the same way as communism died. They're so basically socialistic, they cannot get off the ground.
So what are you expecting from Trump? I just see this as Trump's final ultimatum of the EU, NATO, and Zelensky, and his sales job to the world, this is a good deal. I mean, the Russians said before this was even announced last week, they accepted the deal Trump offered. We haven't gotten the specifics of that. We've gotten what the EU and Zelensky want, tribunals, $500 billion, Russia pulling back, Ukraine entering NATO, missiles still on the Russian borders. I mean, this is absolutely what you'd say to not make a deal.
Yeah, I mean, look, Zelensky's said Americans have got to send boys and girls over there to fight for him, to die on his battlefield. He's called for nuclear war. He's tried to assassinate Putin. I mean, look, this guy is out of control. He is a puppet that was deliberately put in to create World War III. He does not represent the people of Ukraine whatsoever. The people I talk to, they want peace. That's what they want.
By the way, you said that a month ago. New polls are out. Less than 25% support in Ukraine for the war.
Yeah, it's... You know, look, he's taking, kidnapping people off the street and sending them to the front lines. I mean, you know, this is not a leader. This is somebody that's just taking orders. You know, when they went into Kursk, that order came from MI6. That's what I was told directly.
Sure, well, right? Boris Johnson went over and blocked the peace deal earlier. So 3.5 years ago. So let me ask you this. I know he's a puppet, but he also seems to enjoy it and is arrogant. And reportedly, he's a serious drug addict. You can see it. He's on some type of speed or cocaine. Does he know how much danger he's in if he doesn't take this deal?
He's probably, you know, wrapped up in his own arrogance, really. But I don't know where the heck he could possibly go. Although, like I said, what I have been told on reliable sources that he's been sending $50 million per month to a secret account in UAE. He can't possibly stay in Ukraine. They will kill him. So he's going to have to go someplace. I hope to God he doesn't come to Miami. That's all I got to say.
All right. Real fast. I want you to have the floor here. Just move quick. Any other key points about this summit, what NATO is going to do, what the EU is going to do, you know, one group. And then generally, USD is on the edge of a cliff, says Zero Hedge. What's the real state of the economy? How are Trump's tariffs going? How's Trump doing?
The U.S. economy is doing okay, mainly because when you're kicking up war drums everywhere else, the capital does come here. It's got no other place to go. And, you know, and Europe is already moving very rapidly towards the CBDC. They'll cancel the currency maybe as soon as January, and that will be full capital controls to prevent money from leaving Europe. So we've been, you know, our clients there, we've been telling them to get the hell out. So that's why you see gold being shipped from London and Zurich, you know, to the United States, and also some going off to Singapore. Europe is clamping down. You even had just Spain say you can't take more than 3,000 euros out of your account without government permission. This is, they're in serious trouble. They're cutting down on everything economically, free speech, you name it. This is it. The EU is failing the same way as communism failed, right? It fell of its own accord, and that's what's happening in the EU. It's not going to survive past 2030.
And what's crazy is, as you know, you're a smart guy, an economist, but the general public probably hasn't looked this up. I've talked about it, shown it. You've got almost all the economic and defense ministers from the UK, Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany, France saying, our model is a 20-30-year conventional war. The Russians will never use nukes. And then we're going to collapse them in five pieces. And I already said that. But that is crazy economic policy when Russia's already won the war at every level. I mean, these people are nuts.
Yeah, no, look, this is, they have to keep talking up the BS, really. It's Putin's evil, et cetera. In other words, you can't, you know, how are you going to draft people? I had sources that were at the Vienna Peace Conference. And after they left, they said, this is no longer about peace. Every country was planning on, instituting drafts. They do not want peace because, you know, if they don't get war, the people are going to end up rising up against them. The pension funds are screwed. I warned the ECB when they went to negative interest rates, they were strip mining the banks and the pension funds. Because pension funds, on average, 70% must be in government bonds. And then you're making negative interest rates. You're strip mining the whole pension fund system. It's whatever decision they could have possibly made to destroy Europe, they have done successfully.
Which, again, if I was an evil, unelected EU commissioner, which I'm not, I wouldn't say my business model is a war of attrition to defeat the Russians and we're going to break them in five parts. That would only make, even particularly with Russian psychology, them dig in. I mean, I guess Ursula von der Leyen and all of them can't find their ass with both hands. I mean, these are really out of control people.
Look, I mean, you can look on Wikipedia. Ursula has never stood for an election for anything ever. Yet she has the audacity to call Putin a dictator. I mean, where are the elections in Europe? It was deliberately created to deny any sort of democratic process. So they can't be removed. It's a dictatorship in Europe. That's what it is.
And for those that don't know, the commission set up as a trade deal is unelected. It has all the power. The EU parliament's elected. It's ceremonial and advisory. But then when the nation states try to elect people, they arrest the front runners in Romania, the winners in France, Le Pen. It goes on and on. I mean, they're just open dictators flagrantly running around trying to start a nuclear war.
Look, I was on the phone with people in Romania for the last election. Macron flew there to make sure the EU won. You know, why were they concerned about Romania? Mainly because they want to use them as pawns the same way as they've done to the Ukrainian people. They know that. You know, look, what I've actually heard is, like, really, bluntly, who gives a shit? They used to be, you know, communists anyhow. That's the attitude from the West in Europe. It's just horrible.
You agree with me overall, but I want you to flesh it out. Why do you think Trump's having this summit? What are you guessing is going to happen today?
He knows, I think, I'm pretty sure, I've been pounding it with people that I know in Washington, that he's going to be stabbed in the back. I did speak to somebody very close to him, and I said we should get the hell out of Europe and out of NATO because they're going to create a false flag to invoke Article 5 to try and drag us in. I thought they would think I was you know, conspiracy or something. And they said, no, we know you're right. So when I got that back from Washington, I was like, okay, you're starting to realize what the hell's going on here.
And I, from my intel, Kellogg's been acting like he supports Trump, but has been stabbing in the back, kind of a shadow diplomacy like Pompeo, and that now Trump knows that as well. So I see this as a big, not just a photo op, a place for Trump to throw down the gauntlet and say, this is the deal, you don't take it or we withdraw our support. But then, as you said, the next move is NATO or Zelensky himself staging a false flag to blame the Russians.
Yeah, look, this is what they will do. I mean, I'm very familiar with Russia. Putin is the most conservative guy. He has sat on his hands. You replace him, you're going to get somebody like Madoff, right? And what's he going to do? All right, they want somebody there who will respond emotionally. You invade Kursk, okay, that's it, I'm pushing the button. That's what they want. That's why he tried to assassinate Putin. Putin is trying to avoid World War III. All right, whereas the neocons that are in Russia behind him, you remove him and then we got a real problem because they're going to want war just as much as somebody like Lindsey Graham.
Is Medvedev being the bad cop or is he out of control with all of his rhetoric?
No, look, he's old world. I mean, that's basically it too. You can't blame him. I mean, these people have faced each other. Like Lindsey Graham, John McCain. I mean, look, when I shook hands with John McCain, honestly, I felt I needed a shower afterwards. I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, I just do not respect them at all.
I totally agree. Well, I hope this deal goes through. I hope Zelensky's smart, and I hope that the vice president was successful in Europe, but I don't think so. And then I think the U.S. will try to remove Zelensky and have elections, and I really hope that's the case because we know we've been running this war, and so Trump didn't start it, but he's got to finish it, so we need to pray for peace and watch this very, very, very closely. People can find the amazing work at armstrongeconomics.com and Armstrong Econ, capital E, and he's also got some other amazing sites as well that people need to check out. Martin, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thank you. Take care, Alex.
Thank you. Well, that guy's a definite, you know, insider in all this, and he concurs with what I'm saying. I mean, that's just the facts. It's very frustrating to see the left, the right, everybody not knowing what's going on. Oh, Trump's ineffectual. He's just having this meeting as a PR deal. No, he's said this over and over again. We're getting ready to pull out of this. He's had all these forces there trying to keep us in the war, giving him bad intelligence, saying, oh, Russia's intensified attacks, not saying that's in a response to Ukraine. And we've been calling it like it is. So there's a lot more coming up today here on the broadcast. But remember, I don't just say this. It's everything. You are the Paul Revere's. And when you share the live feed at InfoWars.com/show, when you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or follow us on the backup at AJN Live, when you tell folks about that local station you're listening to, when you take clips and share it on your email, your text message, and then say, hey, by the way, here's this live feed, that's how we change the world. That's everything. That's how you overpower the bots and the AI, and we've been doing it. That's why the bad guys so desperately want us off the air. Because we have the very best guests who have been the most accurate, and we counter the narratives and the deception of the globalists. All right. I guess Air Force One just arrived, so Trump has now arrived. Let's punch that up. And they've been saying Putin's set to land anytime as well. So we will track this and follow this, obviously, here today as all of this unfolds. But, so we'll head out in the lower corner here on the live feed for TV viewers. But when we come back, my 22-year-old son, Rex Jones, he wanted to be on air when he was a little kid. He was so smart. You could just point a camera at him, and he was just like, wow. And then he got, not disillusioned, he's always been a patriot, but just wanted to go out and do his own stuff and run his own private businesses and things. He's really into chemistry and things. And so he hadn't been on the show that much the last 3 or 4 years. Well, now he's back. And it's great to have Rex Alexander Jones, my firstborn, with us in studio. But here's a video where people thought it was a script. They thought, you know, how did he say this? He was like 10 years old. This is like 12, maybe 9. This is Rex talking about terrorism 101. Here it is. Pretty good video, isn't it? That's fine.
Hello, your friendly neighborhood patriot here for an episode of How Terrorism Really Works. First off, our terrorist group needs a scary name. Can you say El Ciaida? Let's try again. El Ciaida. Ah, it does roll off the tongue. El Ciaida. It's a perfect name. Now let's say the green piece here represents the terrorists. The terrorists then move into Pakistan or Afghanistan or whatever stan is not under banker control. The media then joins in to hype up the terror threat.
Dry hand operates with impunity from safe havens inside Pakistan.
Once the terror threat is established, the banksters, puppets, send in the troops to take out the terrorists they put in there in the first place.
This happened in Syria.
Then the bankers install their own dictator to take control of the resources and oppress the people.
Or Israel creating Hamas.
As a bonus, the banks, via the black ops and intelligence agencies, will then ship the drugs back into the host country so they can imprison their own citizens for using the drugs, make huge profits selling the drugs which finance other terror operations around the globe, and the cherry on the top is billions upon billions made on money laundering operations for the bankers.
In a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do.
And if the citizens of the host country gets wise to these schemes or get uppity, the banks via media will hype a nuclear terror threat or an underwear bomber or a Christmas tree bomber. Any excuse to take the American people's rights. Well, that just about wraps it up for Terrorism 101, How Terrorism Really Works. I'm your friendly neighborhood patriot. And now remember what Big Brother and other authoritarians say. Whatever you do, don't visit Infowars.com. Oh no, the control freaks don't like it. Ugh.
Amazing. That's Rex at like 10 years old. Amazing. He's being in studio with us right now. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, when Rex was like 10 years old, he would hang around here at the office. Here at these studios, that's how long we've been here. He's 22 now. He'd be like, you're 10 then. We've already been here a few years. And we could just point a camera at him, and he was already so politically informed, he would do a great job. People say, how's that kid reading a script, or does he have a teleprompter? The answer was no. We just played one of those clips going into the last break. But Rex's real genius is he runs some online stores and, you know, is on his own, has been doing a great job the last few years, is chemistry and supplement development. And he's got some of his own supplement companies and some of his own sites and goes around a lot of big shows and talks about it. But he came to me about 6 months ago and he said, listen, I got this methylene blue. These are formulas I'm going to develop that would really supercharge methylene blue. Or even if you don't take methylene blue, it'll give you great energy. So I said, great, give me the formulas and we'll bring them to some of these big scientists, chemists, formulation companies we're using. And we brought them these last two formulas about 3 months ago, and it's now formulated in here. They're like, wow, we didn't think of this. This is a genius formula. And so when you were educating me about methylene blue, when I first was pushing it 6 months ago, you're not really saying it right, Dad. Then I later went out and watched chemists talk about it on Joe Rogan, and you were saying the exact same thing. So you know what you're talking about. And, you know, you're my son, so I know a lot about you, but when did you... It seems like 6-7 years ago. When did you get involved in chemistry and why are you so into this before we talk about these products? And yeah, this is an infomercial, but I want you to listen to me. This stuff came in about 2 months ago. We've been pushing it about 3 weeks and the crew just takes stuff to check it out. And Chase Geyser goes, oh my gosh, this is 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. And I'm not knocking Turbo Force. But then I took it and I'm like, wow, this is way stronger. I'm never thinking anything this strong.
You know why it's that way? It's because the people that are taking these new products, the power plant and the methyl drive, they're taking it alongside the methylene blue like they're supposed to, and it's just supercharging that mitochondrial process.
So we'll get to that in a moment, but just about you first, what got you into chemistry?
100%. Well, I mean, just growing up here at the office, of course, I watched the development of the shows. It's how I got into news and media. But more than anything, honestly, I fell in love with the great products that we made and that help people, you know, like colloidal silver over the years, nascent iodine, super male vitality. over everything, even fans of the show. I've had people that aren't even fans of the show come up to me and say, hey, you guys make incredible products. This really helped me with XYZ. So to me, as a young person, I was like, huh, what really makes a nutraceutical work? What is a nutraceutical? What is a supplement? And let me give you like the 2-minute real quick elevator pitch. Basically, in our lives, in the modern world, we're surrounded by toxicity and free radicals. Our cells have a division limit, which is around, I believe, 48. It's called the Hayflick limit. When your cell reaches that point, you don't immediately become a tumor or go stage 4. What happens is, as we get older, you hit that division limit and your cells become senescent. So a senescent cell is not necessarily a cancer cell, but it's a cell that doesn't do its job and purely just causes like a cytokine storm, inflammation, and eventually, you know, pain leading to death.
So it's like a blue city or a Democrat.
Exactly, right. And the older you get, the more corrupt, I guess you could say, your body becomes and the more full these blue cities you are, right? But there are things that we can do, and there are specific metabolic ingredients that God gave us that we can take to kind of, you know, attenuate some of these stressors over time and to really reduce the level of senescent cells. Now, we've got a lot of these products out on the store that kind of target things in this way, you know, reducing oxidative stress, reducing inflammation to a certain extent. I mean, you look at turmeric, proven for thousands of years, the Indians knew. The Indians knew what it did, right? But looking at these new products, looking at the methyl drive specifically, I wanted to make something above everything. Power plant is really cool, but it's more of a cool factor type of thing. Methyl drive replaces 5 supplement bottles. You could go to HEB, go to the grocery store, you could go to Walmart, go to the supplement aisle, and you could buy 5 $20 bottles, or you could buy 1 $40 bottle of methyl drive because it's got that CoQ10, which acts in the same way kind of that methylene blue does, but naturally we already have it in our bodies as an electron transport donor, and with the PQQ, which increases mitochondrial biogenesis. So imagine we've got all these info warriors, we've got all these people at the office taking methylene blue. When you take something like methyl drive, the CoQ10 and the PQQ are literal rocket fuel to that explosion, right? Because the methylene blue, it's not a stimulant. It's not an amphetamine, like you've said. It is something that lets you produce more energy naturally because you're bypassing that broken step in the Krebs cycle, right? Well, you pour this on top of that, it's a whole nother world. So I've heard from Chase. I know I've experienced it myself. I, unfortunately, you know, I was spending like $100 a month to make everything that's in this one bottle right here. So I've been on it for a while, and that's why methylene blue has just been so incredible for me.
And again, I don't make stuff up. I mean, I knew you were really smart, already have your own supplement company, we're doing well. And everything you told me was right in the past. Last few years, you were really intensely always coming and talking to me about this stuff. But then we took your formulas to these big developers. They said, we never thought of this. These are genius formulas. So really amazing job. But I guess you just thought about the whole cycle and why wasn't everything in one bottle?
I thought about why isn't everything in one bottle? Why isn't everything optimized? Why isn't it in the proper ratio? Why isn't this available? Because you shouldn't have to go buy 4 or 5 things or I buy something with a proprietary blend and I don't know what it is. These are super high quality generic. But when I say generic, that's good, not bad. That means we're not lying to you. We're using the studied doses of these ingredients known for the positive effect.
And I do know what that's about. Mm-hmm. People don't want you to know their formula has what they can get somewhere else.
100%.
So they'll change an amino acid, manipulate it, and say, give it some weird new name they can do. That's a gimmick. No, this is all proven, documented stuff, putting the right dose together.
That's right. And you just look it up. You put it into Google, ChatGPT, whatever you want to do. You look up the doses of these ingredients. You look up what they are. It is the highest quality. You'll be like, wow, this is
And let's be clear. People will now copy this. Just like we came out with 95% curcuminoid 6 years ago, nobody else
did it,
and now everybody's doing it,
yeah.
Which is fine. It's just that so, but we're not going to play games with names here.
No, 100%.
These are the real raw things, not fake made-up names.
Yeah, I mean, let's just talk about power plant, for example. So methyl drive is something that everyone, whether they're 12 or whether they're 90, they should all take it. Power plant is a little bit more specific. It's good for both men and women. I would say it has a stronger, more pronounced factor on the younger side, especially people that are into high-intensity exercise. That's what I made that formula for. Key ingredient in that is cordyceps, which increases your oxygen carrying capacity, but it also increases ATP and it also helps you make new mitochondria. So imagine taking something like cordyceps found in power plant and then combining it with methyl drive. But oh, wait, there's also total male mineral support in power plant. We've got zinc, which increases luteinizing hormone, which makes you produce more testosterone. But then to counteract the rise in sex hormone binding globulin, we include boron in it to increase your free testosterone. That's something the normal formulas don't do. And you look at a test booster and you go, oh, this is super strong. It's got a gram of Tongkat Ali in it. I got to take this thing. No, because you take that, you overcharge your body. The pathways shut down and then you've got excess estrogen. We don't do that. We've got the thing that creates free testosterone in your body in power plant, according to studies. That's Mainline. You can Google it. Truly incredible.
I'm also remembering this. You got, in the last 6-7 years, really into weightlifting and stuff. You didn't do anything illegal, but I know you got into supplementation.
Absolutely.
That was part of why you woke up so much, was playing with all this stuff.
No, 100%. I mean, when you look at the human body, we run off a system of positive and negative feedback loops, right? And our bodies are great. A lot of the time, if we're just living healthily, naturally, you know, eating and doing what we're supposed to do, most of that stuff's going to be positive. You're going to be in good shape. Unfortunately, with all these little inflammatory things that we get into, we get into these negative feedback loops, and
some of all the added toxins is why we got to supplement.
Toxins, but the only way to truly address those added toxins is to properly supplement. So that's what really led me to that.
Okay, so everybody loves the formulas, and I've noticed if I take both together, the energy is totally insane. Each one is very strong on its own. But you're saying that, you know, the methyl drive is the best. You kind of, are you talking down the other? Because everybody loves the other one too.
Certainly not. I'm just saying this methyl drive is the one I would purchase first if I was a new buyer. If you want to get them both, get them both. This is just so incredible.
And they stack together, right?
Yes, absolutely. Everyone should take CoQ10. Listen, and if you're going to take CoQ10, you're going to go to some store or some pharmacy and they're going to try to sell you a bottle with the same amount that's in here for like $50. You get CoQ10 plus 4 other ingredients with this.
It's true. And the same amount.
Same amount. Incredible.
And not all CoQ10 is the same, right?
Not all CoQ10 is the same. Not all. When you're looking at ingredients like this, you want to find a lab that tests, and you want to find a reputable manufacturer, and that's what you've done. You've got the best ingredients, the highest quality, because that's what Bigley does.
And then some people ask, why do you want to bring us the best? If I had a steakhouse, would I want to serve you dog meat?
Yeah, this is the key.
I want it to be good, so you get it and you want it. We want to have the best.
It's incredible. We make this stuff for you and for ourselves. Everyone at the InfoWars office is gobbling these supplements left and right. That's why I made these, is so I could take them personally.
All right. So again, tell me about both these products and why they're, and what they do with methylene blue.
Absolutely. So you've got the boron, you've got the zinc, you've got the cordyceps mushroom, and you've got the Rhodiola roja, also known as golden root. That's a premier adaptogen. That's kind of rare. You don't see that in a lot of formulas. That's what's in power plant. All right. That's exercise. That's testosterone. That's energy, and that's cortisol support. Ingredients in power plant will lower your cortisol. That means less fat and more muscle. Now, when you look at methyl drive, that's CoQ10, PQQ, again, in both of the ideal ratios, we've got methylcobalamin, the active form of vitamin B12. You got to have that. That's essential for mitochondrial function, ATP, all that stuff. And that's super important to have in concert with the methylene blue. And then on top of that, we've got magnesium bisglycinate, which is responsible for over 300 enzymatic processes in the body. Everyone knows that they need to take their magnesium, but they don't often do it. That's why we made this product with all these super powerful heavy hitters with the magnesium included. That's why I talk up methyl drive. It's not that power plant is kind of a second hitter. Power plant is also first place, but methyl drive is something that every person in the country should take. It's got everything you need.
So power plant's more for like sports people.
I would say that's more of a male supplement. I was thinking of Superman when I made that. But it's for everybody.
That's kind of discriminatory. I was about to say, why wouldn't a woman want to take something that's great for a bodybuilder or a long-distance runner?
Hey, I guess that's true, you know, and it will only enhance you naturally. These aren't steroids. These aren't foreign chemicals. These are all natural things occurring in nature or in food that already have great effects on your body. Be great for a woman, too.
And then you designed it to go with our ultramethylene blue.
Absolutely. That's the key. Before any, like, man or woman, young and old, if you're on methylene blue, you got to take it.
So the methylene blue is like the engine and gasoline. These products together is a nitrous oxide.
Exactly. It turbocharges. Turbo boost. You can think of it a lot that way.
For those that don't know, the average engine, what putting nitrous oxide into it doubles horsepower?
Something like that. something like that.
You see, I mean, it's cheesy. We'll put a clip in here in the classic Road Warrior with Mel Gibson, the second movie, ready to go. He just turns nitrous oxide on him, and then his car goes along.
That is what this is like, especially the power plant pre-workout. Let me tell you, you take this 3 or 4 hours before your workout, you're going to experience the benefits of it. And let me tell you, you can take a double dose of both of these products. I personally take a double dose of Methyl Drive every day. Now, single dose of it, great, incredible, powerful. I'm telling you, once you exceed like 200, 250 milligrams of CoQ10 pre-workout, you have incredible squat sessions, incredible deadlift sessions, just crazy strength, crazy endurance in the gym. I'm doing a lot of these heavy sets where like I'll go squat like 350 or 375, let's say like 6 to 8 reps, and I'll take 5 minutes and I'll go back to it again. What I've noticed since taking the power plant is I'm able to have that first or second set performance all the way through, whereas before third or fourth or fifth set, it really starts to drop off. I'm telling you, the cordyceps and the golden root specifically are causing that effect.
Wow. Now, the bovine colostrum just came out 2 days ago. It's selling itself. Unfortunately, there's a limited amount more that's coming in. Private label of a top one. Mammals, we get it from cows, only produce it for a few weeks. Once the baby's born, it's got all of the super nutrients, the immunity. It's the original superfood. Wow, that's why mammals have breasts.
Exactly.
You know, from whales to cows, you know, you name it. But you do a great description, and it's also got some other super nutrients in it, of why this is such an amazing product as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the original human performance formula. Now, when you look at colostrum, you have to think about these things called immunoglobulins. These are specific antibodies given from the mother organism to the baby organism, right? And a lot of us, all of us in America, really, we've got a global audience, of course, we've suffered from the scourge of glyphosate. And glyphosate causes something called leaky gut to varying degrees. And I'm someone that's had a lot of intestinal issues. My stomach's hurt me a lot over the course of my life. Probably because I ate too much bunny pasta. You know? And it's very sad. You know, they kill us at every turn. They'll get you some way, right? But I ate too much pasta. Now my stomach hurts. I've been noticing since taking the colostrum, there's a lot less of that.
You name dropped there. I guess that was the so-called organic macaroni and cheese from Whole Foods.
Oh, very delicious. Very delicious. Had way too many bowls of that. Moved on to bowls of meat, though, as you like to say.
Yeah, once Rex started getting bigger working out, all he would just like cook hamburger and eat that. We'd have all this great dinner and go, no, I'm eating nothing but meat.
Yeah, the bad call in retrospect.
No, you look great, Rex. Hey, it's good. I'm surprised at like 12 you're trying to cook your own dinners. But getting back to this, what does it do again? Because we all know glyphosate Roundup is everywhere. They now admit it's so deadly, and so it eats holes in our guts.
The immunoglobulins create an environment where
another question. Why did this wheat allergy just show up the last 30 years? Well, it's glyphosate.
It's the glyphosate. I mean, I've eaten gluten products, I've eaten bread products from other countries. I'll tell you that Italian pasta doesn't make me sick.
Yeah, all these rich people, there's big, we ought to sell that. They're now,
it's not a bad idea.
They're shipping it in out of Italy, but also in Utah is this big company now. That it's only original wheat with no chemicals. No one gets sick.
Yeah, it causes no problems. But I mean, you eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich, it's over, you're done. Like, it's crazy. You have to almost live like, you know, like you're Chinese. You have to eat rice.
Well, but explain then. It's not really wheat. It's what they're, cause you know, wheat, half the wheat sometimes gets killed by fungus. They spray it a month before with glyphosate, not just on the crops.
Let's get into the science of this really quick. So glyphosate is very similar to the amino acid known as glycine, right? And glycine makes up 1/3 of all collagen in your body. So your connective tissue, your bones, your ligaments, they're all supposed to be full of glycine. Glyphosate is so chemically similar in molecular structure that it's actually able to go into your body and stick in it as if it was glycine. That's why glyphosate is such a toxin. That's why it's so dangerous.
And I'm sure that was an accident.
Oh, of course. You know, it's all, you know, just like the ticks. That's all you talk about, you know, just like the ticks, just like the mosquitoes. It's all a gift from Bill Gates, you know, a gift from our friend. But we have tools to fight against it. We've got things to repair the gut and repair the body from things like glyphosate. And that's why you got to look at colostrum. We should also look into possibly offering a glycine supplement just by itself so you can get that 1-2 combo punch. There's so much we can do with this.
Yeah, you were telling me years ago, get bovine colostrum, and then Bigly, like 8, 9, 10 months ago, whatever it was, they put a survey out. What would you like to see us sell? It was bovine colostrum, and we got this in a week ago. I still haven't taken it. I've got to get it on my regimen. The crew tells me it's flavorless. Just put it in with whatever. but I'm hearing amazing things. What does it do other than gut repair?
Well, it's got the bioactive peptides in it that allow your body to recover and recharge. You know, like, they're all, peptides have kind of become all the rage. People look at BPC-157, TB-500. These are things that are very popular at wellness clinics and the like. We've got a lot of good stuff like that from Mother Nature packed into the colostrum.
I was about to say, you got the udder of a cow.
Right.
I mean, you got the big old pink, you know, titty there that is literally designed for us. Imagine what it's got.
That's right. I mean,
how do they do that? They say this is done, you know, humanely and stuff, and I believe that, but how much of a hassle? You only get it for a few weeks from a cow, so it's got to have a calf every time you get a little bit of this.
They've gotten very good at specialized, like, extraction and manufacturing. This used to be a more expensive product. The reason why it's become so popular is because it's so crazy powerful, and it's become widely available due to modern techniques. So now you see everyone knowing about it, everyone wanting to use it because it is so incredible.
Well, I've seen like 300-year-old manuals out of Germany and England just studying history. I've been looking at this. You'd have a sick kid that was rejecting everything and a baby die. They would say, get it the first milk of a Jenny. And they said, if you can't get a Jenny, get a horse, or then they'd say a cow or a goat. Well, a Jenny's a female donkey. So in the literature, donkeys were known. Their colostrum is like, which I don't think anybody can even get, is like, according to the, you know, our ancestors, was like, they didn't even know what it was. They just said the first milk of a donkey, the first milk of a cow, they knew that would like heal a kid.
It's so incredible, you know, and then, you know, kind of after Sigmund Freud in the 20th century, we kind of entered this medical mayhem, you know, where war experiments on prisoners and the like were used to, oh, you know, we're gonna use all these medications, we're gonna do all this electroshock therapy, it's gonna be good for people, right? We really haven't moved that far past from that. As you look at COVID during that time period, I mean, medical slavery and forced vaccinations.
Sure,
they took NAC off the market during COVID. A powerful, beautiful supplement found in Ultimate Life Force that we sell. They took it off of Amazon because it was too powerful and it was helping too many people get healthy. Think about that, and then think about these products in their relation to you, and think about when they may ban them next.
Oh, I love how they go. Jones sells unapproved supplements. The FDA under the 1990s law, grass, has no jurisdiction.
It's food.
We don't call it a drug, which it isn't, and they have no jurisdiction.
They're nutraceuticals.
So it's like, oh, we want the FDA that says Pfizer shots are okay, but Let's do five more minutes before we have our special guest in here in studio here on this Friday transmission about NAC, since you mentioned it, because
absolutely,
whether you get it from us or anybody, folks, it's so important they try to suppress it. But back to this colostrum, what else does it do?
Well, it's also got compounds known as oligosaccharides in it, and those kind of play defense. They act like decoys to block bad microbes from attaching to your gut lining. While the black pepper we have in there boosts the absorption of that so much more, these compounds survive digestion and get to work.
So that makes sense. A mother cow or a mother human or a mother whale, yeah, they're mammals too. Killer whale, dolphin, blue whale, tiger, lion, horse, you know, cheetah, all of it, a rabbit, rat, everything. You got to prime that baby's gut and its immune system, which is the, and so mama's giving, this is charging the gut up the first month.
I love where you went with that. Let's go back to CoQ10 with that example. If you look at a mouse has CoQ9 and a mouse has CoQ10. The more complex and bigger the organism gets, like I think E. coli have like a CoQ8 type of thing, the more advanced and bigger the organism is, the higher up that chain of coenzyme they go. And they've looked at the rats, and if the rats have higher levels of CoQ10, whether that's endogenous or from supplementation, that's the key to longevity. That's the key to their health. That's like a
major. And Bill Gates is heavily studying that and bombing it.
Makes sense, you know. Everything good's got to be corrupted. That's why we're here to fight for you and to offer you these great products at phenomenal prices. Honestly, $40 for Methyl Drive is crazy. It's crazy work. That's like a $100 product.
Well, yeah, because these other places do five times markup. They'll put one ingredient water down in, so they, and I get it. Maybe their business things, maybe if I did screw people, we'd have plenty of money, but I just can't do it. It's like a gold sponsor. I can get millions a month. Literally over $1 million a month, about over $2 million a month to rip people off and sell them bullion that's, you know, 100% markup. No. We're going to sell you the best deal with the top broker at wholesale. You can see it and get it because that's that industry. I'm not going to do that.
If InfoWars wasn't the best, we wouldn't be here.
Well, I just look at 99% of listeners who I love to death when we're in such, under such attack. I'm selling you real stuff. You're crazy if you don't try methylene blue.
Thank you to the listeners. We make these things for you. We make them so that you want to rebuy them because they're so effective. Like, seriously, thank you for keeping us on air. Thank you for the fight.
But they have to understand there's somebody on the fence. I know there's all these shows, all these programs. It's like, oh, that's entertainment.
Oh, yeah. You see someone do an ad read for their, oh, my greens powder or whatnot. Come on. They're doing affiliate marketing. We make these. We put our entire name behind these products. We're not just doing an ad for somebody.
We want it to be really good.
Yes, we want it to be phenomenal. We want it to be the best. I'm so proud of these. Made these.
Again, I use the restaurant analogy. If I had a restaurant, I want high quality food at a good price with great service and a great experience and atmosphere, so you come back. So, folks, you're asking a question. We're here 30 years plus. We want you to have a great time, a great experience.
That's right.
This stuff is only the best. My frustration is the same thing. Gold and silver has been a great investment. But it's like a water hole in the Sahara. The predators get around it. So many of the gold brokers rip people off. Well, that's not that gold and silver's bad. It's that there are scammers out there, and it pisses me off, folks.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. You got any kind of good deal, you know, kind of the crab in the bucket people will look at it and go, hey, man, you know, that can't be good. It can't be good. This is good. This is real. This is quality. This is America. This is InfoWars. This is what we bring to you.
Well, I asked you to come in. Because this is a great product, and we're getting great reviews back, even though it hasn't been one of our biggest sellers. The reviews we're getting are the best on the methyl drive and the power plant. But then you're like, no, I'm talking about the colostrum. You're saying that's even bigger game changer.
This is the next level thing because it's in the lexicon. The common people know about it. I see ads on buses for various forms of colostrum. I've heard people in coffee shops and barber shops talking about colostrum. And the reason they're talking about it is because it's so powerful and it's so effective at repairing and healing the gut and attenuating that leaky gut problem caused by all the glyphosate.
And that shows my blind spot, which is a good blind spot. We got sued by the Democrats. They're like, what's your marketing? Who tells you what to do? I'm like, whatever our research thinks the best. I never do market research other than what I research and I use. But for Bigly, they did like 10, 11 months ago, do a survey of the listeners. They wanted this. They went and got the best. So we are finally doing market research, and people love it. So we'll do more of that.
If you're a fan of the show and you're going to buy products already, why not buy them from us? That's how I see it. Because everyone takes supplements nowadays. Everyone knows that they're super effective. They're super great for health. Get your colostrum from us. Get your testosterone support from us. Get your overall health support from us. Buy all of these products and experience them for yourself, because I'll tell you, I experience them every day. I'm an info warrior, live or die.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, and we really want to bring in the best so it works. And we got the Democrats, their top law firms trying to shut us down. The Onion and Bloomberg are trying to take us over again. Just type it in and look it up.
We're only here because of your support.
Yeah, we're only here because of you. So we've got the methyl drive, the power plant, and the bovine colostrum now at thealexjones.com. I want to talk about NSC when we come back. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of those. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
can't see for a while, but recently. Jones is a scammer. He says there's poison in the water. Filter your water. And then he sells a water filter like he was exposing some secret. No, this is direct sales. No product placement. No BS. We're up against the globalist. You need great water filters that cut everything out. Highest rated, lowest price.
Can you imagine being against that? Water filters?
Well, that's the thing. And then the last 5 years, I've had all these scientists on promoting spike protein detoxes that have saved so many people and done all this. And finally, we're like, hey, we better do our own. Let's make the best. We take the two best-selling ones, combine the two with stuff that the government tried to ban so people would die. And yeah, we're selling stuff that really works. So, Rex, you've looked into this. We had scientists that made it. You know, but you've looked at it. Tell us about Ultimate Life Force. It's a horse pill. I take it a few times a year as a detox, so good for cardiovascular. Just one of the ingredients in this alone is on record a game changer they tried to ban.
Right.
This is so important.
N-acetylcysteine, better known as NAC, was widely available pre-pandemic, but during the pandemic, during COVID, they took it off Amazon because it was too powerful. Too many people were getting well from it. They say, okay, this isn't a supplement. This is a drug. Now, we're not making that claim. This is a supplement, but it is a supplement that is so powerful it could be used and compared to something like that.
And what is NAC?
N-acetylcysteine is the main precursor to your body's master antioxidant, glutathione, right? Glutathione is what your body uses to detoxify everything, but most importantly, your lungs. NAC reduces lung mucus and is incredibly powerful.
From my research, if I'm wrong, though, the problem is some people can't break down raw glutathione. We all got IVs when we had COVID. It was great. That's why NAC is great, because that is able to be broken down.
That's right. There's like recycling pathways and whatnot. This is rocket fuel. This is the gasoline. This is the fuel you need to make the glutathione. But more importantly, even than that almost, I was taking a look at Ultimate Life Force, and I forget about these things. These things are something that they wanted to ban even more. The natokinase and the serapeptase, those are compounds that go in and break down blood clots and scar tissue and inorganic things in the body. That's for the spike protein.
Let's be clear. All we did was go out with the top selling products, all the studies, and just combine them together.
100%. And I mean, you look at this product, the NAC alone makes it worth buying, but you've got four or five other things in there directly targeted to addressing COVID and long COVID.
People say, well, I don't have COVID right now. The point is, it's good for you, period.
100%. We've all got scar tissue in us. We've all got issues. We've all got these inorganic compounds, these microplastics. When you look at something like Ultimate Life Force, it might be able to address some of those situations.
And even if it was a placebo, which it's not, it funds this operation.
Yeah, but it's not a placebo. This is something so powerful they tried to ban it. Like, this is...
Remember, they paid $2.2 million to big pharma shops, drugstores, CVS and Walgreens, not to prescribe ivermectin premeditatedly before.
100%. And I mean, you look at this, you look at the other products we're offering you, it's kind of hard to do an individual pitch for them because they're all so amazing. And they all have specific effects for sure, but the overall health burden that is lifted by providing strong antioxidant support, and that's present in this, that's present in this, that's present in this. From any angle, you find one of these strong bioflavonoids or strong supplement compounds that address these situations, you are going to feel better, you're going to look better.
And am I right to say, it's tailored to each genetic code? We don't know your specific genetic code.
That's right.
We don't know which one of these will be the best. That's why you've got to take them, try them out differently, and decide.
There are different genetic polymorphisms. There are different things, that, like people that are from Africa, people that are from Northern Europe. You've talked about some of the mitochondrial DNA differences, like Myron Gaines. He didn't really have much of an immediate effect from the methylene blue, but you look at some people like us that might have some issues in that genetic area, it's really powerful for us, right? But
that's what a medical doctor told me 6 years ago. He said, get on it. We've done your genetics, Northern European. You have trouble processing this mitochondria.
But getting further into that example, get a little bit more esoteric. If you get a blood test and you get your EGFR measured, your estimated glomerular filtration rate, that's the main thing they look at for kidney health. If you're any race other than black...
Hold on, we're out of time.
Okay.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, my son, Rex Jones, is here. I just plan to have him on for 30 minutes, but we're really getting into the weeds here. I was hitting 40, and my good buddy Shane Steiner, big exercise aficionado with Tim Kennedy, he said, you got to go to my doctor. I'm not going to say his name. He doesn't mind if I do it. But he owns big wellness clinics all over Texas. He said, you got to get your genetics tested. You got to find out what's going on. So I've not even been to a doctor in decades other than like broken bones and stuff. And I go in there, they take my blood, they do genetic tests. Now they're way more advanced. I've done like 5 or 6 times with them now in the last, earlier this year. So I've done like 5 or 6 times. And they said, listen, you're a Northern European and have the genetics, not like these fake genetic companies that just make stuff up. I mean, I got it down to like the exact numbers. They didn't even tell what, little bit of this or that. And they said, yeah, you've got broken mitochondria energy output. You got this, you got that. And they were explaining it all to me. So this is something everybody should know about that they don't want you to know about. But we're not singling out black people here. Rex was going to break. It's just a great example.
We're giving examples of the differences between people and explaining how it's not it's a bad, taboo, horrible thing you can't talk about.
Well, it's funny. Every group has these different things.
Exactly. Like white people have a lot of methylation issues, have a lot of issues with vitamin D and vitamin B12. Black people have a lot of kidney issues. And that's why specifically I wanted to talk about astragalus a little bit. But
you were getting into you were saying during the break.
Yes.
Before we held over.
So white people, Asian people, Latinos, everybody, when you go get a blood test, you'll get your estimated glomerular filtration rate, your EGFR, right? And that's the main measurement used for kidney health and efficiency. Now, if you're black or African American or whatever, if you're of African origin, you go get that test done, they give you an EGFR African American because they have to equalize the numbers because black people are between 1 to 2 standard deviations below in kidney health versus every other demographic. Now, why is that important? We're not singling out black people. We're not saying that's a horrible thing. We're saying, okay, this specific population has this specific health issue. What can be done to attenuate this to make sure their kidneys work right and function into old age? Well, there's an ingredient called astragalus, which hopefully we'll be making a product with soon. And stuff like astragalus and other things like these anti-inflammatory compounds, these positive bioflavonoids, these supplements really, they can help attenuate certain situations. And with white people, when you talk about the electron chain issues, when you talk about mitochondrial health, mitochondrial DNA, there's nothing more key than CoQ10. So what's cool about supplements, at least to me, is you're able to look at these different genetic groups and then you can go, okay, they need help with this one thing, we got a compound for that.
But what's crazy is you don't hear this in the corporate media.
No.
And the fact that we have to even preface it, we're not being mean to white people to say you've got this issue. We're not being mean to black people to say
you have common knowledge so everyone can live a better life, right?
Yeah, like why do black people more predisposed to this disease? White people more to this. Why are Hispanics more predisposed to diabetes?
Exactly. We've all got different environmental heritage.
Well, why is processed sugar or corn syrup so bad to Hispanics?
That's a very interesting question. So I heard Gavin McGinnis make this point probably like 5 or 6 years ago. He goes, white people, we've been poisoning ourselves for thousands of years.
Alcohol.
But you come over here, you come over to natives or Pacific Islanders or wherever you may go, and you introduce these, like, fermented compounds or these sugar compounds to people that have never even seen anything like it before. It's horrible for everybody else, but you look at, like, Aborigines, they're like 500 pounds. Just drink Coca-Cola all day.
Well, yeah, but it's right. That's in the studies. Here's an example.
In the studies.
Ice Age man had to ferment stuff because it was frozen 6-7 months out of the year. That's in the studies. And sure, Equatorial folks drank some, but not much. And so it's literally the darker skinned you are, the more you get liver failure and diabetes drinking. You just, they can't handle it.
There's a lot of insulin sensitivity stuff. It's deep buried in the DNA, but it's there and you have to know how to address it. Now, the cool thing is everybody, every human can get healthy. It just takes different specific steps to get healthy. And that's why becoming knowledgeable about.
Well, that's like breeds of cows. Yeah. They're like, these cows can handle the heat. These cows can't. These cows can handle cold. They can. These dogs can handle this. These can't. We're all dogs. We're all cows. We're all the same species, but there's certain things each group can't handle.
No, 100%. I agree with that. And it's so key. I mean, the reason why Methylene Blue has just been such an incredible hit to the audience and to the supporters, listeners, to us, everyone, is because, well, like, we really feel the effect, you know, at least I do. Like, I'm pretty darn white. And when I take the stuff, I get tingles. You know, I've talked to some of my black friends. I've had to take it. Same thing doesn't happen to them. You know, so I think for me, at least, that's why I really feel something like this is it addresses a specific issue I have.
With white
all right,
people,
ladies and gentlemen, not to interrupt this incredibly
B12 methylation problem.
That doesn't mean it doesn't help. Plug with Alex and Rex talking about these formulas. We do have Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump walking down the red carpet together for a historic meeting. Now, we're calling it a peace summit. Trump said earlier this week that there's a 75% chance that this meeting will be successful. Obviously, he wants to leave a little bit of a margin of error there, so he can't just be pushed around by Vladimir Putin. But they're meeting together here in the United States of America, walking down the red carpet on the stage in Alaska. Earlier today, we had Vladimir Putin honoring World War II veterans in Alaska, here in the United States of America. Honoring the collaboration between Russia and the United States to defeat the Nazis. And while the left calls us Nazis incessantly, all the time, constantly, and fascists all the time, we do remember that our relationship with Russia actually goes back to mutual cooperation, and we've never really been at war with Russia, have we? Except for the Cold War, if you even count it. And so this summit is about ready to begin. Hopefully we see incredible accomplishments, incredible peace, de-escalation, and the aversion of World War III. But back to Rex and Alex in the interim.
And nature and the way that genetics work. And what's evil is not saying that. What's evil is denying it and then letting people get all these health issues that are easily avoided because we're all creatures of our environment and we're all from a lot of different places around the world, you know? So
it's all true. And they make it racist in the media to admit we're different.
It's like, racist not to
no, it's like
someone.
This type of horse is good at this. This type of horse is good at that. It's like the Garden of Eden. God made all these things to work together. So we all have different gifts. Even white people amongst ourselves have different gifts. Black people, everybody knows. This person is good at science. That person is good at this.
Very specifically, the reason why we talk about all this is the genetics are there. This is established science. This is stuff that people know. It's in the blood test. If you're black,
no, it's like black or white. Your dad's big and strong. Your mom's big and strong. You're big and strong. Your dad and mom are like super good at math. You're good at math.
Right.
So like the color thing is a separate issue. It's just in general.
Population groups, you know?
Absolutely.
And areas around the world. It's got to do a lot with geography. So a lot to do with geography, a lot to do with genetics.
Well, that's why almost all the long distance running champions aren't black, they're Kenyan.
Well,
it's not just that they're black, they're Kenyan.
It's very interesting. You talk about that. People from East Africa, they're the greatest marathon runners, greatest ultra marathon runners in the world, but they're all kind of like, they're like Floyd Mayweather type people. They're kind of like smaller guys, right? But that's why they're the greatest marathon runners on earth is because they're the most efficient. They can run for the longest. Their bodies are the most attuned to that kind of exercise.
Well, everybody knows
they have to do.
In this type of engine, you put this oil. And in that engine, you put that oil. It's not a racist thing to say we need different things.
I would say we all have the same fuel, but there are maybe different additives that might need to be added to that fuel to make the engine burn as efficiently as it needs to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and they don't want us knowing that.
They don't want you knowing that. And that's the truth we give you here. That's what InfoWars has always provided. Not just the supplements, but the how and the why. It's all there. The information's readily available.
No, it's absolutely incredible. We got to end this. Tucker Carlson just called me. I'm not name dropping. People heard me whispering over. That's what I was doing.
The talk.
Rex, incredible job. These are great products. They fund the operation. And folks, it's common sense. Before I ever was sophisticated, I want the best because I want to be nice. And later, like, oh, that was a good plan. Have the best stuff. They love it. They get it again. I got to convince those of you on the fence, though, 99% of the viewers, never get a product, go get them, thealexjonesstore.com. Get the bovine colostrum, get the methyl drive, get the power plant, get the methylene blue, get it all. Rex Jones, how do people find you? You got back on X, you were banned for a while.
I'm back on X, Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter. That's R-E-X-J-O-N-E-S-N-E-W-Z on Twitter, Rex Jones News on Twitter. Please follow me there. I love you all. I'm so grateful to everyone that's watched me over the years, over the decade, really, and just happy to be back, happy to help you with these products, and happy to make more.
I thought you're only back if you wanted to come back. You don't want to come on for a few years.
Indeed, but hey, I'm here. I love you. So
you were like, you got tied up with the women.
I don't know about that. I just.
Oh, look, you didn't get tied up with the women?
Look, I decided to focus on myself for a little while, but here we are. We're back.
No, it's true. You gotta, Muhammad Ali asked, how do you keep winning? He goes, I cut back on the women. So
that's right.
And he also said, don't go to bars and no women. So
Muhammad Ali, great man. Great man, that Muhammad Ali.
It's true. But hey, I'm the grand champ. I haven't cut back on the women and everything. I mean, I'm married.
Look at this guy. Get a load of this guy.
Oh my God, I'd be really bad if I wouldn't, you know.
Well,
there's only one thing I love as much as freedom, and that's, let's just say I'm gay. So,
I'm Zelensky. I want to go on a date with your big Ukrainian man. You know, now that I know about you, Alex, we go on date.
I'm actually dating Zelensky right now.
Dude, I knew it. I've been saying it for
years. It's true. That's how you got here. Me and Zelensky had a baby. It's Rex Jones. That's actually a big secret.
That's sick. That's a horrible image, man.
Rex, that's a joke.
I love it.
You're a big man. You can take a joke here.
Yeah, Zelensky, a little guy, you know.
Hey, you're a big guy. You're bigger than I am.
I'm way bigger than Zelensky. We both are. So.
Oh, my God. It'll be a new conspiracy.
Love it.
Oh, love it. Hey, Chase Geyser's taking over with the winner of the new super truck right now. I love you.
We know the true dangers of a cigarette butt left flying out unattended in a field. But do we really know the dangers of GMOs? And can we trust our government to tell us? I'm Rex Jones, reporting for InfoWars.com.
I'm here with Cheryl and Tim Schoner. This is her son and their listeners, and she just won the new super off-road vehicle. It's great to have you here with us. I am so excited. How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to the show for about 2 years.
Awesome.
Not that long, but we've been listening to you on the radio for almost a year, but I was following you on X.
Oh, great. But you can listen to a local radio station.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to get you... where you are here in Austin. It's not on local radio.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hunt you down. I find you.
Well, we appreciate you. How'd you find the show?
How do I find the show?
I mean, how'd you first find it?
Oh, from X.
Yeah, X is awesome.
Yep, that's where I found it. And then I found, there's like a, what do you call it, local radio button type thing, and icon, and I clicked on that, and I'm going through, I'm like, Alex Jones, awesome. So that's where we listened to you from.
And so what'd you buy on the store to win the truck?
I bought the methylene blue, and I waited, okay? And one day you said, I think it was since July 30th, and for the next 7 days, we're going to have a buy one, get one free. And I said, buy one, get one free? That's me. I'm there. So I ordered it. And then it came, 3 days after it came, Paul Cunningham was trying to call me and I wouldn't answer the phone because I didn't know his name and number.
Folks from Bigley.
Yeah. So he called like 5 times. Finally, I picked up the phone and he told me, and I'm like, no, this is, what is this? This is a scam. So, no, it's not a scam, Cheryl. I mean, to explain the whole thing and what they were going to do.
This is proof.
Yes. This is definitely proof because here's Alan's.
You're about to get the truck.
And yes, we got, it's beautiful.
Well, that's awesome. What'd you buy? She bought methylene blue.
Yeah.
Right. So, what do you think of this, Tim?
I love the methylene blue. I just heard about it probably within the last year, and we kind of both were talking about getting it. You know, we didn't know where we were going to get it from, so when we saw it on your store, we purchased it and tried it, and I love it. You know, I'm big with energy drinks, drinking Celsius and stuff, and once I started drinking the taking the methylene blue, I didn't even have a need to You bet.
And by the way, we didn't talk before this. As I'm running around, I just saw you. I said, hey, let's shoot a video for you going later. Oh, yeah. So I got to deal with some family stuff. You're going with Chase later. Live will show up, play this. But so I didn't know what effect you'd have. I mean, what effect did you have?
Definitely better energy. Like instant, you could notice it instantly. I was waking up more clear-headed, more focus. You know, definitely an improvement overall. You know, that you would normally get taking a nap.
I didn't ask you what was the effect of any.
It was incredible. The first couple of days that I took it, I had the energy, not as much energy as I do now after taking it. But,
it built up.
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like the mental clarity, the focus. But the thing for me, I've had 11 spinal surgeries.
Oh, wow.
I stay out of a wheelchair permanently. And I take it, and I have a spring in my step. You can ask my son. And I can get up easier. I can move easier.
Wow.
I mean, it's incredible. It is.
Well, it's the most incredible supplement we ever put out. They all work. They're all great. We only want to sell what works, but it is so crazy people that haven't gotten it. Well, I'm so excited you're here. You know, Bigley has the idea to get one of these vehicles. That's not kind of my style, but they're a sponsor. I like it. The best thing I like about it is meeting how cool all our listeners are. Mm-hmm. We should put a compilation together with like the last 5-6 winners, all of them. But I'm glad you're the first woman that won. So God bless you.
Am I really? That's great.
Well, that's about our audience. It's about 80% male. So we've had like what, 5-6 winners. So it figures, but it's amazing.
Yay, women.
Well, I'm glad you guys came, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Anything else you want to add?
No. Just that I'm glad I found you, and I'm glad I found Methylene Blue with you, because it's made a big difference. And boomers out there, you're having trouble with arthritis in your hands and your feet, and you're having trouble walking. Get Methylene Blue. It'll make the biggest difference in your life.
And they're trying to shut us down again. We're battling. So wherever we go, folks, follow me on X Relox Jones, on Rumble, at AJN Live, because they're coming. And we won a lot of fights, but this is the most intense that's coming to bed. So thanks for the support. It's all people out there like you who keep us on air. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're about to go on with Chase right now.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host, for the remainder of the Alex Jones Show until Owen Schroyer, actually Harrison Smith, is taking over at 3 p.m. Central. And just in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Cheryl and Tim Schoner, who won the Ford Lariat. Absolutely incredible family, incredible inspiration to see all of the supporters. It's one of my favorite things is when the winners of the giveaways come. We don't talk about the giveaways very often on this network because, frankly, it's hard to go from talking about, I don't know, World War III about ready to blow up right in front of our faces, conflicts with Iran, Epstein files, the existential threat that we're in as a species because of people like Bill Gates blocking out the sun, the Fauci's getting away with murdering tens of thousands, if not millions of people, the major pharmaceutical companies. You go from all this coverage of mRNA vaccines and just total bioengineering and then the technocratic takeover and the artificial intelligence wars that we're in with the CCP and the fact that everything seems to be at a critical point in history. And then you go, hey, by the way, if you go to the store, 10x entries on the new truck. It's hard to pitch it. And so we don't talk about the trucks very often, but it's something that we do because we want to give back to our listeners. We want to give back to our fans, for lack of a better term. And really, you guys are so much more than fans. InfoWars is one big family, and you're not just fanning the flames of some hosts or broadcasters that you happen to agree with. It's an information war. And you've seen in the news lately that we've been under relentless attack with these new developments between the state courts and the federal courts, and it always seems like today or tomorrow is going to be the last day that InfoWars is on air, but thanks to you, you have kept us on the air for all these years. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, if you keep going to the AlexJonesStore.com, we will stay on air one way or the other. We might not be able to use the logo for InfoWars or the name InfoWars, but they can't take Alex Jones away from Alex Jones, and frankly, they can't take Alex Jones away from America. Or humanity. After all, wouldn't that be a violation of the 13th Amendment of the United States if they hijack his name, totally repurpose him, and then force him to work as a slave for the rest of his life, giving all of his earnings over to some court of law? It sounds to me like a blatant violation of the 13th Amendment. Not that the leftists or the globalists or the institutions in place in this country care at all about any of the constitutional amendments whatsoever. We've seen them violate the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 13th. You name it, they go on and on and on with violation after violation. But thanks to you, we're still on the air. Now we're met with this historic moment, another historic moment, with Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. They're meeting right now. Meeting is anticipated to last 30 minutes or an hour. Who knows how long it's really going to be. But this is the peace summit that Trump has called for. He complained earlier this week about the telephone game and the back and forth between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. And this is such a wild juxtaposition. The difference between the Biden administration and the Trump administration. I'm not here to just kiss Donald Trump on the behind. But we saw when Tucker Carlson interviewed Vladimir Putin that Putin admitted that he hadn't heard from Joe Biden directly since the beginning of the war. And now we have Putin coming to the United States of America, coming to Alaska to meet with the President of the United States in a historic opportunity for peace, de-escalation. We have China bidding for Russia's support. We have the United States counterbidding in this conflict between Ukraine is the central leverage point of both nations, vying for this natural ally that is Russia. And if we allow the Chinese to incentivize the Russians to team with them and help with the artificial intelligence race and help with the space race that we're in right now and help keep the United States distracted in Ukraine, which opens up the door for China to take over Taiwan, we could see the 21st century be a century under the auspice of the CCP, which is a totally untenable position. We're going to get more into this on the other side. Cheryl and Tim Schoner are going to be joining us talking about why they started listening to Alex, what they got at the store, and what it was like to win the beautiful Lariat. But before we go to break, I have to plug, because we've got this wild bestseller. And frankly, I don't want to say upset with the Big League crew or disappointed. I'm not, because they absolutely saved InfoWars and they developed this product without ever being asked, but they ordered 10,000 units of this product and we're almost out of stock because it's so popular. It's going to be 4 to 6 weeks before we can restock it once it runs out. This colostrum plus, this bovine colostrum plus is like the nectar of the gods. This is the fluid that's generated by cows very, very early after one of their babies is born, and it's loaded with nutrients, antioxidants, vitamins. It's like nature's vaccine, as Alex called it the other day. But it's not just that. I mean, it's got total cellular recovery and defense matrix support for you. A lot of bodybuilders use this to help their muscles recover, but it's something that I found to be just like a general energy and focus thing as well. I'm always preoccupied and distracted with things that can help with my mind, and so I'm like, do I really need vitamin B? And then I take it, and I feel so much better. And it's not just my body, but it's my focus and my state of mind that changes. And I took this Colostrum Plus because I wanted to make sure that it tasted good before I pitched it and plugged it. I took it, and I noticed unexpectedly that I felt completely different within an hour of consuming it. I'll put ice water, methylene blue, a scoop of this Colostrum Plus in, and boom, I'm plugged into the wall. I'm lighting up like a Christmas tree. My body, my mind, my motivation, my incentive, just all of it super powered by this Colostrum Plus. And the only way you can ensure that you always get yours, because it is going to go out of stock, is by going to the AlexJonesStore.com and subscribing to get your canister once a month. It's 50% off when you do that. And when you buy one of these, by the way, when you buy one of these Colostrum Plus canisters, you get any other supplement this week only for 50% off. Life Force is back in stock, which is the most powerful thing I've ever put into my body. We've got the turmeric gummies, which taste like peach in the most wonderful way possible, back in stock. Incredible other bestsellers back in stock that you can get for half off when you try the Bovine Colostrum Plus. So go now to the AlexJonesStore.com, not just because it's incredible for your mind and your body, but because it's incredible for your country to be fighting for freedom of speech and keeping Alex Jones, InfoWars, this crew, this network on the air, broadcasting the truth worldwide in the face of total assault from the world's most evil supervillains.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
What product was it that you got at the store that led to you winning?
The methylene blue. You know, Alex always says it's the game changer. I have had 11 spinal surgeries. I stay on the wheelchair permanently. I have 4 grandkids. I want to spend time with them and my son and daughter-in-law. I kept putting it off. And finally, I ordered it when Alex said, "We're going to have buy one, get one free on everything for a week." Futures anytime to order, need stop. So I did, and you can ask my son. I can get up easier. I have a spring in my step. It's like I don't have to grab onto things around the house. I can normally would or use my cane. And I just feel more confident.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, joined by the esteemed, the credible Cheryl and Tim Schoner. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you. How did it feel to win the Ford Lariat?
I'm still in, I don't want to say a funk because the methylene blue took me out of there. But, you know, it's just unreal. Yeah. Anybody that's ever won anything, at least the way I feel, is why me?
Yeah.
And my nephew.
You've been chosen by God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My nephew. Hello, Billy. My nephew said, Auntie, why not you?
That's right. Yeah. How old is he?
He's 60. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why not you? Well, that's right.
59. I don't want to, you know.
Well, I was telling you, you know, when we first met, we were talking about this, that our audience is so skeptical. We've had this problem multiple times where when we call them and tell them that we won, their first reaction is, nah, it's deep state psyop. It's a psychological operation. There's no way.
I've been answering the phone for 5 calls.
Yeah.
Paul was calling me and I don't know this name. I don't know this number. I'm not answering.
Yeah.
So, finally I did, and he's telling me this stuff, and my husband's like, who are you talking to? You know, like, what's going on? And,
Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, it's like, I won a truck and $10,000. No, you didn't. This is a scam. I called Tim. They had sent me all the information, the PDF with all the affidavits and the W-9 forms that you have to sign. And he says, I want you to send all that to me. I'm going to check this out. I'm going to, what did you get? And I said, 2 PDFs with all the information. You send that to me now.
What did you think when you saw it, Tim?
Obviously I was skeptical. You know, anytime you're getting a call from, you know, somebody telling you you won this amazing prize, you're going to be skeptical. And I'll be honest, until we actually walked out on, onto that lot and saw the truck and you handed the cash to me, you know, I was still skeptical. I saw it.
Even after we let you in the studio and showed you around, do you think you're going to throw it back over your head?
To pull the rug.
And I grabbed that envelope of cash.
Yeah.
But I asked him to hold it for
me. Well, I was nervous when we were driving back from when we made the video. I was like, hey, you have that envelope, right? I think he's got it.
Tim's got it. And he's got the truck.
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
So tell me a little bit about what it was like for you trying methylene blue for the first time and in your history with your spine.
Well, the way the things worked, and I took it. And I felt a little bit of energy, not as much as Tim gets, but the biggest thing was the mental focus, the mental clarity. Even like a week after I was taking it, I noticed that my hearing was better. I mean,
no kidding.
I have really good hearing, but I noticed I could hear things outside. I mean, I'm not trying to sound bizarre, but you know, you get up in the morning, you open the door, and you sit down and have your coffee, and all of a sudden you hear the tweet, 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 tweet. I was like, but it was just like tweet, tweet, tweet. I mean, it was clear.
Tweet.
Yeah, it was
clear. You know, when I heard it, and then the biggest thing has been, I will say, back in November I had surgery for carpal tunnel on my one hand, and then again on the other hand in April. So when I had it done, I was waiting and waiting, doing the exercises, and I could only hold my hands like this. And now I can hold them like this.
Because of the methylene blue?
Since the methylene blue, I am convinced, because I have been doing things for months that have not developed into something that has worked, you know,
yeah.
An exercise. That doesn't get it.
Wow. We'll have to send you home with one of the Alex Jones stress balls that you were playing with when we were in the other studio.
Oh, yeah.
That might help out as well.
I go like this.
Wow. Well, you know, my wife has a similar thing. She has lower back pain because she's a ballet instructor.
Mm.
And it's been chronic forever. Mm. It's not severe. It's just, you know, an achy thing that's been distracting. And she'll take the methylene blue whenever it's flaring up, and it always goes away. We don't sell it as a pain reliever. I don't even know if we can. But for testimonial after testimonial, anecdote after anecdote, there's people that are saying that it's really helped them with aches and pains and things like that.
Yeah, like I said, the whole thing with the neuropathy and arthritis, because I got 2 different types of arthritis.
Uh-huh.
And not that really makes a difference to people, but it's the areas that the arthritis affects.
Mm-hmm.
So when I took that and, you know, I was more limber. I could get up easier. I could walk easier. And I'm sorry, but nobody's going to take that away from me. If I have to order a case of methylene blue to take home, I am going to be on that stuff because it works.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it just works.
Tim, how did you first hear about Alex Jones?
Mostly through my mom. I mean, I've been following Alex Jones in the news for a long time.
Sure.
Probably just listened to him more so in the last year.
Since you won the truck.
Yeah. Well, definitely since we got the truck.
Every day.
Yeah, but I've been, oh, we listen to him every day.
Yeah,
Dave
me too.
Dave and I.
But, you know, like we were talking before, it's nice to have somebody that's willing to say the things that, you know, you're thinking.
Yes.
And actually say them out loud instead of, you know, behind closed doors. But yeah, definitely, it's nice, especially, you know, not with the products that he's selling. To piggyback on what my mom was saying about the methylene blue, you know, you'll get lots of people that'll say, you know, this about the product, that about the product, and you don't really believe the people because you don't know if they're real people or if they're just mm-hmm. actors.
Right.
And, you know, as much as you don't want to believe it, you know, as soon as I started taking that, you can notice the difference instantly. The energy, I was looking for something that would replace, taking energy drinks every day. You
sure.
take too many energy drinks, you're you feel wired. But when you take the methylene blue, it's more or less, you know, helping your body to, you know, help itself.
Yeah. I like to stack it. I like to pound a Red Bull and take the methylene.
Yeah, why not?
Then you're really fired up.
Oh, God.
If you got one back here, we'll do it right now.
You won.
It wouldn't work for me. I'd be like, it's spinning. But, yeah, one of the things that drew me to Alex, too, is his patriotism.
Sure.
And I love history, especially my own. And a lot of people don't these days. You know, some of the older people, oh, yeah. But my 5 times great-grandfather fought in the American Revolutionary War.
Wow.
And that's what fuels me.
Wow.
So when I hear Alex really giving it to him and really standing up for what America means and what people believe, and then there's a great product besides, how can you go wrong?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not saying, and I told Alex this to his face, I don't agree with you all the time.
Sure.
And just like I don't agree with Trump.
Well, it's not a cult.
No, it's not. Thank you. Just like with Trump, it's not a cult. You know, people say, oh, MAGA. No. You know, you're either in it to win it, you know, follow the mandate, steady mm-hmm. the plan, and go for it. Because right. that's the only way that we're going to keep this country. Otherwise, the liberals get back in.
You know,
it's going to be a sorry state.
It's crazy. I was doing some research just a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to figure out how much money was spent on the Revolutionary War in today's dollars.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, because we give all this aid yeah. to other countries, whether it's Taiwan or Israel or Ukraine or whatever. And I looked it up, and it's estimated that in today's dollars, we spent between like $3 and $5 billion on the entire Revolutionary War.
Really?
And that's not much.
No.
That's not much.
Like, we're giving how many hundreds of billions of dollars
to Ukraine?
COVID? Like,
yes.
Since the war broke out, we only spent $4 billion on our own revolution to beat the largest empire in the world.
And Ukraine, I don't know where the money went. They have no idea. I mean, I'm sorry. And it's just like, I'm sorry, get me started.
Yeah, no, I love it. That's radio. Keep going.
Yeah, the USAID thing, you know, and
yeah.
NGOs and whatever. And then when it comes back and some of these senators' wives are running these NGOs and they're getting the money.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, there's a big meeting happening right now between Putin and Trump. It's literally happening
right now
in Alaska.
I know, right when we're on
that. What would you be saying if you were sitting in that room with them?
End the war.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's everybody's idea is to end the war. And stand up for America. You know, we've been paying the bill for so long. And now, you know, you got people, oh, they're screaming this and they're screaming that. And they don't want to pay. Well, damn it.
You're all right.
I'm sorry. they should pay. Oh,
you're
I'm
good
not,
too.
I'm knocking over your table.
That's all right. too much methylene blue.
Yeah, no. I'm cool. I'm cool there.
Overdose.
I just I'm passionate about my patriotism, what I believe in.
Me too.
And I have been for a long time. Tim will tell you, it's not just something. Oh, Alex Jones is fighting for America. I think I'll do that too. No, I've been like this all my life.
Yeah, I think many of us have. It's
yeah.
I think you're almost born with it. It's like it's so
you're
inherent.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And it's just like certain things you show a liberal, for instance. This T-shirt I've got on. Okay.
Still waiting for the woke to wake?
Yes. Now, I have walked up on liberals and they'll look at it and they'll read it and they'll say, what does that mean? And I'm like, you don't get it.
No. You haven't woken up yet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you haven't woken up, I'm not going to tell you if you don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I hope that this war comes to a speedy conclusion. I hope that Putin's not just trying to stall. Tim, what do you think is going to happen with this meeting today, if you had to guess?
I hope everything good. I mean, and if he actually does what we all want him to do and stops this war, if he doesn't win the Nobel Peace Prize after that, I don't know what would get him that accolade. I definitely think that he has the power and, you know, will to, you know, bring this to an end. And I think if anybody could, it's him.
Yeah, I think so too. If anybody could do it, it's him. That's one of the things that's so scary to me about where we're at as a nation, because we have the dream team in office against all odds, against all the lawsuits, and they tried to imprison him and they tried to kill him and they tried to censor him. Trump, of course, I'm talking about.
Right.
And now we've got all the power politically. We've got the House, we've got the Senate, we've got the White House. If we can't solve our problems by 2028, I can't think of any other way that we're ever going to. What do you think?
No, absolutely not. Because even though you have people in the background that may be coming forward, you know, for 28, we don't know who that is and whether or not they can do their job.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, Tim mentioning about the Nobel Peace Prize, funniest thing, I don't know if you saw this, but on X, Hillary Clinton got on and said that if Trump can end this war between Ukraine and Russia, that she will nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize.
What is it with all the world supervillains trying to nominate him for the Nobel?
Yes. Yeah, I don't believe that for a minute.
Wow. I think we should just give it to Hillary.
Do you want me to smack her? I mean, please.
You didn't vote for her?
That woman is an abomination.
What do you think about the Clinton hit list?
I believe.
Better not stay too much. You don't want to get on that list.
Yeah, you don't want
to get on
that
list.
Better check that car real closely before you drive back.
Does Vince Foster ring a bell? I mean, come on. Those people are evil, have always been evil, have stolen from the American people. And Bill Clinton is an abomination. The White House with Monica Lewinsky, I'm sorry. There's certain things you don't do in the White House. And that's one of them.
Yeah. With you. I think that they turned the I heard a rumor. I can't remember who I was talking to. I was talking with somebody who had been personally given a tour of the White House. And I believe the Lewinsky room is now a gift
Lewinsky
shop.
Room.
I think Trump calls it the Lewinsky room. And it's literally the gift shop.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, I can't remember who told me that for the life of me, but somebody had got on a tour of the White House.
And now she's doing something with
anti-bullying.
Yes,
and, yeah.
They're going to make a movie.
They're going to make a movie?
What about the blue dress? I mean, Devil in the Blue Dress. There you go.
It's going to be called Monica Does Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a little crass sometimes, but it's good radio.
Monica Does the Oval Room. I mean, she could have been in there with Joe for all we know.
Yeah. Oh, man, the poor guy could get it up.
Oh, there.
I think she's probably a little too old for him. He's more into, like, the 12-year-olds, especially if they're related to him.
Yeah, especially whispering and touching their hair. And
you know, I posted a video compilation of disturbing moments of Joe Biden being photographed or videoed with children around. I posted this video on TikTok, and it was taken down because it violated their terms on child abuse.
Oh, please.
So I'm like, if I'm showing you C-SPAN footage of Joe Biden next to kids, and you find it to be child abuse, that says something. Because he was all doing all this inappropriate stuff.
They can put it on their station.
Right.
But not in anything else.
Yeah. So what do you think, if you could give one piece of advice, Cheryl, to Trump for the next 3 years that he's in office, what would you say that, like, he really needs to do?
It's like I said before, you know, people voted him in. It was a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since it was, and he has plans for various things, we've seen the tariffs, we've seen things coming back to this country, money's being donated. So more manufacturing could be going on in this country. I say, you know, follow the mandate, study the plan.
Yeah.
The man's got it. I mean, I'm not saying like that I believe everything 100%. I'm not a MAGA cultist. I worked on his campaign and I was proud to do so. I made 1600 bracelets like this.
Wow.
Okay. And gave them away because I wanted to. Nobody asked me. They didn't give me money. I used my own money. And, I don't know. It didn't make a difference, but you wouldn't believe there's people that I flipped by talking to them and giving them a bracelet.
Really?
I know that sounds goofy.
No, it sounds
yeah.
totally authentic to
and
me.
And some of the younger ones that were, oh, you know, they weren't sure talking to an old lady, I said, just think of me as your Nana. That's what I am to his kids, the Nana.
So what do you think? What would you like to see from the Trump administration before it's all over in 28?
I don't think we have to worry about anything in 2028. I don't think, I think more and more people are shifted, even, the extreme, you know, leftists, a lot of them are coming closer to the middle.
Yeah.
And, you know, agreeing with more things that, you know, we all need to agree on and, you know, focus on more as a nation.
So you think the country's actually waking up?
I think it's waking up. I think it's slowly waking up, and I think that, you know, we're on the right trajectory right now.
It feels good to me. I mean, there are some things that I'm disappointed in, but I don't want to be nitpicky. I would have liked to have seen more transparency in the Epstein stuff. There are little issues I can think of, but he stopped the bleeding at the border, and he pardoned all the January 6th political prisoners.
Oh, yeah.
And that's huge. Yeah.
And he's going to go after the January 6th committee.
I hope so.
He has to.
I hope all these... Do you think these people getting investigated, the Comers and Brennans and others, are actually going to face indictments?
And Adam Shifty Schiff?
Yeah, Shifty Schiff.
Yes. I mean, everybody sits back and says, oh, this isn't going to happen. You know, the liberals are still in charge of the deep state. And to a certain point, I think they are. And I think they are because of the judges that have been interfering with everything that Trump's trying to do. And, but you go back, they're all Obama appointed judges.
Right. Soros backed.
Yeah. And Soros backed. And they're not going to do anything that remotely helps Trump.
Right.
They want to stop him.
I think that's one thing the Democrats figured out before the Republicans caught on was if you can't win the legislative branch and you can't win the executive branch, then you just buy the judicial branch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what they did on the local level when nobody was paying attention. They bought the sheriffs. They bought the DAs big time. They bought the judges big time. And then now we're facing these ramifications of that. Oh, Alex has called in on the phone line. Let's go straight to Alex. Alex, you are live on the air, sir. What do you have to say?
Because of court stuff and family stuff, and I really wanted to be there, but you're doing a great job, and I just had to sign some documents that had to be done by, like, Threat Log. So that's done. I'm going to be coming back to the studio. But, I love Bigley. I love our sponsor. I'm just so serious that, like, you know, I know they do sweepstakes with Steven Crowder and the Hodge Twins and everybody. This is, like, the sixth or seventh winner. And I love meeting the listeners. It's just when I'm talking about, you know, all this hardcore stuff, it's hard to, like, by the way, win this free super truck. But I got to say, I actually like it because I get to meet randomly the listeners. So I think we should still have, like, every 3 months a big truck you win. But I think we should, like, have, like, where you just win $10,000 in a trip to the studio. I think, like, every 2 weeks. Or, like, some kind of studio audience winner thing or something. Because I'm serious. I'm not patronizing listeners. I mean it. They are so interesting.
Yeah, they're great.
Or son or so. But what's also crazy is they always think they haven't actually won. So I just wanted to say it's great watching you guys because I'm just driving in traffic just now watching it. And got a lot of stuff going on. But it was great meeting you, and I really appreciate the crew. I appreciate Harrison Smith and host the War Room with this big peace summit going on. But we're just covering so much groundbreaking stuff. And really, it is the people, you know, like the folks that are there today that make this all go around. And it's so great to, like, show people, like, we're not BSing about everything we do. And I don't want to turn the show to infomercial. Because we're having to raise money just to even stay on air, but we're selling great stuff. So the other day, it's just really good. So thanks to everybody, and thanks for everybody putting up with us. And it was just great meeting you guys, and I love you. I'm going to get off here and keep watching as I drive in traffic because it's so safe. But God bless you. A great job, Chase Geyser.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
What a champ. Don't you love when he calls in? When the boss is watching.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Always listen.
Sit up straight.
Well, now you've had the experience of Alex Jones calling into you on his show.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Oh, my God. I'm going to...
You want to take another caller?
Yes.
What does it feel like to be Alex Jones? Just wait till the lawsuits come in.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. I'm going to have to... Now I'm going to have to use that $10,000.
Yeah, you're going to need more than that.
That's a truck.
That's absolutely amazing. Well, you guys came all the way from the Detroit area of Michigan, right? How's everything going in Detroit? We just got a couple of minutes left.
I live in northern Michigan, about 3 hours north of where Tim is. And he's in Berkeley, which is a suburb of Detroit.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
He can tell you better what the city.
You think Michigan's going to go red in 26 and 28?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think more and more people that I talk to and, you know, associate with, you know, at work and, you know.
It's not taboo to admit that you're conservative anymore.
It's not. It is not.
To certain friends that I've lost.
Oh, I've lost friends, too.
I mean.
But once they're all out of your life, then everybody just agrees with you.
Yeah. That's true, because, no, to actually have somebody think you're evil because you're a conservative and evil because you voted for Trump 3 times, you know? And. I'm sorry. I've always gone my way with my political beliefs. And a lot of my friends are, like I said, liberal. But most of my relatives are conservative. So that's a good thing. And my son is, and I'm very happy about
that. We still
got
to find a way to all come together, you know, either way. You know, we got to find the, you know, general consensus of, you know, instead of... getting into big fight over, you know, something politically and, you know, I don't want to be friends with you. I'm going to delete you off of Facebook and on, you know.
Yeah, we have to work through that.
It
takes two to tango. I'm willing to be friends with them in a lot of cases, but then they just
can all have disagreements.
Yeah. But I'm with you on that. I think we will eventually come together. We don't have any choice. Folks, we're coming up on the end of this transmission. Harrison Smith is taking over with the War Room in just 3 minutes. We've got 30 seconds left. It's really been an honor and a pleasure to be with Cheryl and Tim Schoner.
Thank you so much.
It's so cool to be sitting here with listeners. I'm so glad that such amazing people keep winning these awesome giveaways. And speaking of giveaways, there's just 2 weeks left, I believe, for your chance to win the Gladiator, which is going to be our next giveaway. Every dollar you spend at the alexjonesstore.com is an entry to win this amazing black on black murdered out Gladiator. I drove it all the way from Arkansas down to the studio. It is awesome. Go now to the alexjonesstore.com and be the reason Alex will always be on the air.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.